Blog Talk Radio.
Church,
amen.
Say amen. See, amen. You know that he's an on time God.
On time God.
Stephen,
yes,
out
is.
Of nowhere, he put a highway just like that. God is
yes.
Truly an on time God. Brother D
yes,
is still at work today. And got a lot of noise here, but God is able. And we're going to press on through this thing. And have ourselves a hallelujah shouting good time today. Now, I want to ask you a question before I get out the way here. I want to take just a moment to see if anyone can hit the one button today. Because I asked the question last night, and I was kind of getting out a little hint there. I was giving you a little hint to see if anyone was going to run and grab a verse today and see.
Mm-hmm.
Would they actually have read something? So I want to take a moment before we go any further just to see if someone will hit the one button and give God a little praise today just to say that I read verse Matthew 3 or John 5 or Luke 16. I don't care what it would be. I just want to see if anyone can actually hit the one button and let us say that they actually read God's word today. How about that? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Dog, if I'm talking, Brother Dog, and someone happened to hit the one, let me know. If I'm talking and
somebody
someone
hit the one,
but just.
Somebody just hit the one, but.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hit the one button. Come on in, Mr. Willie Dog. Come on in. Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. Come on, Brother.
Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. O God, according to your steadfast love, mm-hmm. according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Psalms 51.
Yes.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
And he'll do just that. You know what I'm saying, brother? No.
Yes,
he will
he
blot
will.
Out your transgressions just like that.
Yes, he will.
I know he will.
Yeah.
Because he told me that you're a conqueror. See, you can conquer
yeah.
all things through Christ. He told him in his word that he would hide all of your sin. One verse said he threw him in a trash can of memory. Another verse said he put him in a bag and he hid him. So whatever is ailing you, whatever sin that you may feel that's beside you and got you just holding you down and you don't know how to shake it,
yeah.
well, you can't shake it yourself
Amen.
No way. God
Brother
will.
D.
Amen.
God will.
Brother D.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Believe it or not, just before the show, me and Brother Bobby Cole was on the back line reading verses off to each other. See, that's what. So I don't understand why
All
they
right,
don't
man.
Come on the front. I don't understand why they don't come on the front line and do the same thing. Me and Bobby Cole was just going over some verses on the back line with the guys. Me and him was talking. And we was just talking about this
Praise
very same thing. But hold on. We got another hand.
I can't why, Brother Bobby, though. Amen.
We got a hand. Let me see if they want to say something. 313-6638. Come on in here. Do you want to say something? 313-6638. Do you want to say something? All right, maybe they hit it by accident, Brother D. But me and Bobby Cole was on the line, and we were just talking, man. We had a good one-on-one with the guys just listening, conversation, early. But I don't understand why they don't come on the show like this here so more people can hear them, and that might draw more people with them, because some people want to do it, but they want to, like
Amen.
You said, they want to think you're weak when you're over here. They think you're weak, or you're not no tough guy,
Amen.
But it's because you believe in it.
Yeah.
But amen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank
That's
you.
It. That's it. That's it, brother. They want you to go first. You know, I'll come if brother don't go. I'll say something if brother Bobby give his testimony. You know, nobody wants to step on me first. But see, in this thing, on this Christian journey here, I promise you got to walk alone sometime. I want somebody to go hold your hand as God himself. You got to die for yourself.
Amen.
You got to confess
Amen.
For yourself. Yeah. I can go there and ask the Lord all day long to bless and forgive Brother Dog of his sin, or forgive Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to hear from you. You got to go to him.
Brother D, I got one more question. I'm confused, Brother D. I was listening to the morning show this morning, and I heard Reverend Bryant said,
uh-huh.
I heard Reverend Bryant said that the Lord want to hear our prayers. He didn't want to hear nobody else praying for us. I'm confused now because I thought they said you could have somebody to pray for me if I didn't pray for myself. So I'm confused, Brother D.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Well, I don't think I got on late. I got a chance to hear some of it. I don't think he meant it like that, because you can definitely pray for me. In fact, we have a saying that says, pray for me and I'll pray for you. So I'm pretty sure it didn't come out the way that he meant it, because the Lord definitely want to hear from you. But there's nothing wrong with you having me to pray for you. So we're trying to get my brother on, and he can give you a better understanding of what he was saying. But I truly believe within my soul that it just didn't come out the way he said it, the way he meant it, because God wants to hear from mankind. Amen. Come on, sis. Come on.
Okay. Just a little something on that, Brother Dog. And I can't speculate what Brother Eric meant, but I'm sure he meant something. I like Brother D on that, and he was saying something that just didn't make it clear. But our Bible tells us, when you're sick, call for the elders. If you calling for the elders, you're calling for them to pray for you. God sends people to to pray.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Even in the Bible, look how he sent Peter over to pray for Simon, because his household was praying, and his arms had came up to God, and God sent him over to pray.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Someone else can pray for you. Sometimes you might be sick, or you might be mentally weak or physically weak and just don't have the energy. And sometimes we can have suffered so long, we just can't seem to connect again. And yes, somebody can pray for you. Your pastor prays for you day and night. He prays for the congregation.
Yes, he did.
Because that's his job.
Yes, he will.
And there are times you can be in the church and somebody else speaking, and they pray, and God will point out a person for you to lay hands on and pray.
Hands on.
So,
yes, he will.
But now, I'm not going to tell anybody to let anybody pray for them, just anybody, because everybody don't need to know this. Sometimes people say, I'm going to pray for you, and they can pray for your harm rather than your health.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Somebody that you trust,
we have
faith that you believe in, yes, they can pray for you.
They can pray for you. If you remember, too, we had that happen. A young man came on. And he wanted us to pray for some harm to come to a young man, because he had did something that didn't sit well with him. But that's why I went my brother. I'm gonna try to get him to come in and see, can I get a better clarification from him? I can give it to you, and she can give it to your dog, but it's not like hearing it from him because it came from him. But I'm almost 100% sure that he didn't mean it the way it was received, because you can definitely pray for me. Like she said, I can be too ill to pray sometimes for myself, you know. But I'm not gonna I'm not gonna hold the throw today. What I'm gonna do today, I'm gonna get out the way. Like I said, I'm still at work, but we're gonna have a hallelujah shouting good time anyway. Satan is not gonna win. We refuse to let him win. I tell you before I get out the way, for some reason Brother AJ Blake crossed my mind today. I gotta get in touch with him. I don't know why. He just been on my heart today all day.
I sent it to you. I got
it
to you.
Amen. Appreciate you. Okay. So without any further ado, I'm going to ask Matia if she would open us up with a word of prayer. And after prayer, we're going to hear the speaker. And he's going to give you some food from the Lord. The Lord told John, he said, look at John. He said, you don't run enough. He said, you don't run enough. He said, eat the book. So John,
all right, man.
I believe him a soul. If John had kept writing, I believe John would have told us too much. The Lord said, eat it. So today, we're going to digest some food today. We're going to start out with a word of prayer. T, if you will.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for blessing us, waking up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for each and every year that's on this line today. Father God, and we ask you to bless each and every one. Open up their heart. Open up their mind, Father God. Father God, bless them that they'll be ready, they be willing, and just want to hear the word and eat the word. Glory, hallelujah, for the word of God is food for our foes. Father God, we ask you to bless each and every one. Bless this world, dear God. Father God, bless your people all over the world, the bereaved, the sick, the needy. Father God, the young, the old. Father God, we ask you to bless Brother D, Brother Dog, Brother Tim. Father God, bless each and every one on this station, Father God, that is partaking in your word on today. Father God, and we ask you to strengthen the speaker, Father God. Father God, touch him, Father God, as he open his mouth, Father God. We ask you to anoint him, Father God, and let the word be your word, Father God. Father God, and we know you're able to strengthen him, Father God. Father God, and let him trust, Father God, that you would do what you do. Father God, we thank you. We will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. 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 Yeah. And Brother Dog, I'm going to say this before I get out the way. Brother Dog made mention of a name. You know, I've conversed with that young man before on a few occasions, and I know that I know that I know. He's very well versed in the word. He's very. In fact, I'm going to get on him. So I'm going to call that young man and have a talk with him. We all call him BC, Bobby Cole. That young man knows some word. He's got some scripture down in him, which tells you
it's
that he had
right
to come
now.
By the way right. See, when you got some scripture down in you, you may stray away from the word, but you came by the word, because mama and daddy weren't going to have it Noah's way. That's how you got scripture. And I don't, like I said, again, I've conversed with Bobby, and I know BC got scripture down in him and plenty of scripture down in him. So at this time, I'm going to give up to the speaker. Amen. Brother Tim.
Amen.
Let the Lord have his way.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother D. I want to do this. I changed my thoughts here, but I still want to do everything that God has asked me to really do, and now I've been so full that it's hard right now to come down now, and now I'm trying to say, Lord, I need your help, and I just want to hold off just a second, dog, for me. And I want to see that. I want them to know why I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And so let me just read these scriptures to you. And then once you do that, then I'm going to be done. Once I kind of expound a little bit on what I'm trying to say in a nice way. I'm bumbling a little bit because this is about me. It's about me, but and I'm going to end up making it about me. And I really want to be able to give my testimony to the whole world. And I'm so grateful and I'm thankful for what God has done for me in my life. And he'll do the same thing for you. He's no respecter of person. And my daughter got married. My oldest daughter got married on Saturday. And God, you know, he blessed me. And I just want to tell you this. So it's so hard sometimes to get through this. But, you know, Proverbs 18:22 says, he that findeth a wife, he finds a good thing and obtains favor. I like this. He obtains favor from the Lord. He said he finds a good thing, a treasure. He finds a treasure. He finds a true and faithful wife. He finds happiness and joy. He obtains, or that word could mean receive, favor from the Lord, gladness and a gift. That favor means he gave you a gift, a gift of love. In Ephesians 5:22, and before we go down, I wanted to say this. Genesis, I wrote it down as I was getting it. Genesis 2:24 says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and become united with his wife, and they will become one flesh. What I'm trying to tell you, my brother and sister, there's a time when you put childish ways and selfishness behind you. It's time to grow up now. It's time when I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put foolish things behind me. I started growing up in the Lord. He allowed him to use me. Ephesians 5:22 and all the way to 33 said, wives, submit to your husband, for the husband is the head, as Christ is the head of the church. You know, I'm telling you to help your husband, for God made you to be a helpmate or helpmeet to your husband. This doesn't mean that you are beneath or less than. God does things decent and in order. For like a wedding is a day, but a marriage is for a lifetime. I'm trying to tell you, did you hear what I said? A wedding is just on one day, but a marriage is for a lifetime. So we want to make sure you all understand. You're not beneath. You know, God does things in the decency and the order. Somebody has to be in charge and be the leader. That doesn't mean that the other person is not qualified. It just means I got to go to somebody to hold them responsible. Husbands, just as Christ loved the church, he gave himself up for her. That means that you must love, you must protect, you must honor your wife. God has given you a faithful wife. You need to be the one in your household to guide and to understand her. That means that you have to, the Bible tells us that you must study your wife. You need to know her according to knowledge. That means that, I'm going to get a little graphic here. That means sometimes when your wife is in her menstrual period, that means that she may be a little crankier. You have to understand. It took me a little while. I thought my wife was giving me a hard time. I didn't understand that her hormones were going nuts and things of that nature. I'm here to tell you today, you need to study your wife. You need to learn your wife. You need to understand her and honor her and love her. Because, see, men can turn off the love. They can go and do whatever they want to do, but God is holding you responsible. You're supposed to be the who teaches your children, and if you don't have children, you teach your grandchildren, and if you don't have a grandkid, you teach the kids in the school around your neighborhood. You are held responsible. And then it says over here, we want to get over to Philippians 4, and I'm going to read here. And when you're getting into this marriage, when you're getting into sharing your life with somebody, and you're sharing your body with someone, the Bible says here, rejoice in the Lord always. That means we need to be excited. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm excited here and right now. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evidence to all. I want all of you to know I'm feeling a little vulnerable today. I'm going to let you know that I'm willing to be gentle. I'm willing to expose myself because I have nothing to hide. If a woman is pregnant, she's pregnant. Her business is in the street. So what I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, is that the Bible says, let it be evidence to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in
anything.
Everything,
come on
now. Oh, here you go, dog. By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Father, God, I want a husband. I want to be married, but I got to get prepared. I got to be a woman that's worthy of your servant, the man. I want to be a good wife, a good mother. I want to be a good partner.
Come on, Gretchen.
And all these things. And I said, those are the things that we have to look to. Make your request known to God. But he said, do it what? With prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart. So you need God to, and the word of God to guard your heart, because one minute you are in love and the same person that you're in love with, 2 weeks later you want a divorce. You need God to be able to protect your heart. And that's what he's telling. Tell us here, guard your heart and with your mind in Christ Jesus. That's what I'm here to tell you today, my brother and sister. We got to have our heart and our mind stayed on him. You got to have God in your life so that he can prepare you for a prepared husband. You need to be a prepared husband for a prepared wife. Why? Because you are still held responsible. You are the head in the household. God holds you responsible. Right, Adam? Just like I told you, do not eat of the tree of good and evil, the tree of knowledge.
Come
I
on,
told
man.
You not to do it. I didn't tell Adam. Eve, I told you not to do it. You're supposed to be the leader and you're supposed to guide. That's why I chose you to be the man. You are built strong. You are muscular. You are having the ability to do the things that I have, even as a warrior, as an athlete. You're supposed to teach my wife. He said, as you go along the road, when you rise in the morning, teach your children about me and all that I've asked them. He said, all the things that you do, you need to teach
the
them. Don't dump the responsibility on your wife. You're supposed to teach your children.
Wife.
Whether you only know one verse, just like you read that, Jesus wept, then tell them about why Jesus was weeping. Tell them all the things. And if you do, if you go to Sunday school, if you read your Bible, if you let someone teach you, then you will be thoroughly equipped to get the job done. My brother and sister, as
all
a
right,
husband, you are supposed
right,
to be the one. As a person that's doing it, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
You're
yes,
supposed
sir.
To put
yes,
others
sir.
Before yourself. You know what that means? Sometimes when you say, I just cannot believe that you just asked me to get up out of my warm bed and start your car and it's cold outside. But see, that's the love that you have for them. They shouldn't even have to ask you. You should want to do it on your own. That's how you put others before yourself. When I realized that maybe my husband just came home from work, let me cook him something to eat. Let me run my wife's bath water. But things like that, the little thing. Maybe I was just thinking about my wife today, so I brought her some flowers home. This is when my husband, I know he likes a candy bar every now and then, so I'm going to bring it to him. I know my wife loves Coke, so when I order something, I know y'all order her a Coke. You're learning about him. You're learning her. You're learning about him. And that's how you keep God first. And if you learn to read your word together, you learn to listen. That's what God is trying to tell you. He's telling you, put me first in your relationship. That's what he's trying to put others before yourself. Do you know he said in his word, taste and see that the Lord is good. If you want to have a good life, if you want to be able to tell other people about how good God has been to you, then you have to be willing to transform your mind. Romans 12 said, don't conform any longer to the patterns of these worldly things. You know, you got to renew your mind. God said, I've done it. I've given you the power. My Holy Spirit is there, and he dwells in you. All you got to do is tap into it. You got more power in you than in the whole universe, but you don't know how to tap into it. That's what I'm trying to
do. All right, man.
Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. It ain't just because you're good-looking that you can talk bad to your wife.
Come
just
on,
because you're fine and look like an hourglass. Uh-huh. That don't mean you go out and you cheat on your husband. The Bible says that's
come
why
on,
we don't want to be unequally yoked. And I'm here to tell you today, you say, well, Brother Tim, what has that got to do with what you're talking about with yourself? Well, I'm here to tell you, my dear brother and sister, I had to learn the hard way. I don't have a problem telling you because guess what? God brought me to another place. I got to see some things, and I got to witness some things. And I'm so glad and I'm so proud that God has given me an opportunity. Brother Dog, I'm ready now. I'm so glad that he's able to give me an opportunity to tell you guys all about my life. I'm here to tell you that I'm so grateful that I realized I want to talk about
so
thank you, and I want to be able to tell you. So I'm waiting on him to pull the song up, but I want you to listen to the words of the song, and I want you to turn it up, dog. I need to hear it, brother. I need to hear it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I realized that when I gave my daughter away, I looked around and God gave me an opportunity to see the fruit of my labor. And you know what I said? Lord, I want to say thank you for all that you have done for me. Yes, I want to say thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Come on,
thank
dog.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord. There you go. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord, you spared her life. When I looked around in my life and I realized that I was out there on drugs and doing the stupid stuff and toting my gun and all the crazy things that I did, Lord, all I can do is say thank you
Lord,
that you changed and turned me around. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. I just want to tell you. Lord, I want to just tell you, yeah, it was you, Lord. You've been so good to me, Lord. So good, so good, so good. Sometimes we got to take time out of our business schedule and our life and tell the Lord, thank
you.
When my life was down, I was out. My children was confused. They didn't know what was going on in their lives. Father, mother,
you made
a way. When I'm the one who didn't have a job, but you gave me a job above all the things that I could ever imagine. Thank you, Lord. You made a way. Yeah, you made a way, Lord. Come on, dog. You got to bring it up a little bit. I can't hear you. Yeah.
And I
wanna
thank you.
My
verse. Tell him you trust me.
Thank you.
so proud and I was so happy that, Lord, you spared my life. I was able to walk her down the aisle and say, Lord,
come on, tell him, thank you.
I give my daughter to you, a young man that I expect you to respect her and love her. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. I exalt you today, oh God. I thank you for all that you have done. My. He's a blessing, and I thank you, Lord, that I was able to tell them, put God first. Bless his name at all times in your life. Husbands, you have a responsibility. Wife, you have a responsibility, and you have become one flesh. You don't let all these people come into your life and turn it all and tear it all up because they will, because they're jealous. God has blessed you, brought you out, and gave you a husband, and he's found a good thing. And wife, you have a husband. Love him and respect him. Yeah, I'm here to tell you, any man that be in Christ, he's a new creation. You have a new creation now. You guys are one flesh.
Yes,
and I wanted to tell you that.
I just
wanted to tell you that. Patience, see how good he is. I'm a witness, a living witness today to tell you how he turned my life around. He continued to bless and keep me. I thank you, Lord, for all that. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you that you brought me out. Yeah. You brought me out when nothing else I could find. I just wanted to throw in the towel. But you said thank you. I said thank you, and you blessed me, Lord. I want to tell all my brothers and sisters, Lord, have mercy. If you really want to be blessed over all the things that I've done, I was racing and I won races and I found that, guess what? The greatest joy that I had was when I walked her down the aisle and I said, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. And now I can willingly give her away and say thank you for all that you have done. Don't you know this Bible teaches us everything we need to know? Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, the tears didn't stop falling. I couldn't seem to get it together. I didn't know why. I was just trying to be strong, but I couldn't. I just had to tell people that I love them and I'm so proud of them. And I'm just here to tell you, I just want to take time out, Lord, and say thank you for all that you have done. My. I'm here to tell you, Lord. And then when I told you that, he said, for this reason, leave your father and your mother, he said, and become one flesh. You got to be united with her, and you have to be reunited with him, and forsaking all others, loving your husband. And as I tell you, don't get all excited about the one day, for a wedding is just one day, but a marriage is for a lifetime. And you make sure that you guys understand. Even teeth and tongue fall out. You know, we have to realize that that's what it's all about. Today's lesson is not all about, well, it's practical. People get married all the time and divorced in the next 5 minutes. Why? Because it truly wasn't love. It was truly in love with the day. But when it comes to marriage, it's pressure. It's work. It's commitment. It's faithfulness. Yeah, I had to learn the hard way. But I'm here to tell you today, my friend, when you find a wife, you find a good thing. Husbands, love your wife. Wife, make sure you submit to your husband. And God, if you do his in his divine order, he will bless you above all things. And I'm just here to
tell you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
It's all in Jesus' name. There's love, patience. Everything is wrapped up in his name. Just want to say, what?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done. I have seen the fruit of my labor. And if I close my eyes, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm saved and you have set me apart.
Proud, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Proud, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Brother D and Sister Marion. I just wanted to give them a little something to tell them that I'm so thankful.
Thank
you, Lord. You brought me
thank
out.
God, Lord.
I just want to say thank
yes.
you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My.
That young
my.
Man.
Whew.
That young Come man on. Sent me a picture of him. And I texted him back, a proud father. You know, the Bible says, raise them up in the way that you would have them to go. He said, when they always want to part. Oh, they may stray away, but they want to part. And as you can hear you can hear them, my brother's voice. He was so proud on this past weekend to be able to give his daughter to a husband, not to a man, not to a boy, not to someone shaped like a man, but to a husband. It has a difference. That's all Brother Tim trying to tell you. I just don't know. Sometimes I think they sit back and they wait for the shout message. And, you know, sometimes this is a teaching message. And this is one of those messages today. It's a teaching message. Brother Tim is a very proud man. Very proud. Those that didn't know him, you can hear today. He's trying to hold back the tears. Those are what you call tears of joy. He's trying to hold them back just to give you all just a little something to see and to know how the Lord will make you feel. God will make you see it. Crocodile tears of nothing but joy. Yes, he will. And that young man is truly in love with the Lord. He's truly in love with the Lord. And the Lord has truly blessed him. Brother Tim, I love you. In the words of my brother, there ain't nothing you can do about it. I said, keep on keeping on, bro. Keep on keeping on. Keep your hand in God's hand. And we're going to pray that everything will truly be all right. Because God is able.
Amen.
Bro, Tim said it best. A marriage is a day. That wedding is a day. But a marriage is a life. But look what God said. He said, look here. He says that whom I put together. He said, no man said a Sunday. See, we can go out and put ourselves together with someone. But when God is
in it,
man can't come in it. Pastor told me when I got married, he said, look at these. He said, your marriage got to be like a donut. Everybody on the outside, and it's only three people's inside, you, your wife, and Jesus the Christ. And when you do that, I know, I'm like my brother said, it's going to be some argument. Because teeth and tongue will fall out. But God will. God will. You'll find yourself giving up the right for the wrong. Why? Because I love. Because I love. Jesus did it. Did he do it? Jesus gave up his life for our wrong. For our wrong. He had done no wrong. He saw no sin. But he gave up his life for our sin. So teeth, again, my brothers. Teeth and tongue will fall out. But love will carry you through. I know it will. I know it will. Love will carry you through. Love will make you look at ugly and see beauty. Brother Tim tells a joke sometimes.
Yeah.
He said, there was a young lady, he said, that all she could do was find good in everything. So they found the dog that got hit by a car as it was dead. And they asked the question, now what's good about that? And she says, teeth are so pretty. See, love will make you find stuff like that.
That's right.
Love
that's
will make
right.
you do that. That's
yes,
what love
Lord.
Will do for you. But yeah, I enjoyed your day, my brother. I enjoyed the word. Short, quick, straight to the point. Thank you,
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, T. Come on, T.
Amen. Brother Tim, I just want to say I also enjoyed that message that you gave. And obviously you were satisfied with the husband that God had sent to your daughter. That's a blessing all by itself because he got your approval as well. And see, The blessing in that is that your daughter waited and got to her a good husband.
Amen.
And that's what
Amen.
I try
Amen.
To tell the young ladies today. And I'm going to be quick. I have a young lady I go to church with now. I think I told you,
mm-hmm.
Brother Tim, since I moved to Athens here, I go to a Baptist church. But, you know, God got his anointing in all these churches. He got spirit in all of them. I'm learning that.
Yes.
But I was talking to this young lady, sweet as she can be. I think she's in her 30s. But she said when she was 24, she has deformity in both of her legs. But she married
mm-hmm.
this man 16 years older than her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had one child by this man. He already had other kids. The man treated her bad, and his other kids treated her bad. Then he was nasty on top of all that. She tried to stay with this man because she felt like this was all she could get. And,
mm-hmm.
When she finally got up the nerve to leave, she told me the other day, she said, you know what? You know what? She called me Mama Park. She said, you know what Mama Park does or what? She said, my thing is I'm afraid I won't be able to get a husband. I said, sweetie,
mm-hmm.
that is the problem with most women today. They got it in their mind. It's better than have a piece of man than no man. It's better to have a
mm-hmm.
man that
mm-hmm.
can treat me and not have one at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to have a man that got four, five, or six women that he's staying with me than to have nothing. I said, honey, that's not the way God works. I said, for one
that's
thing,
right,
if you just wait on God,
Amen.
He would send you a husband if that's what you want. I said, but don't feel like
yes,
because
yes,
you are the way that you are that you can't get a good young man. I say, and I'm not putting you down. I say, because people do what they think is best for them, but they don't wait on God. I say, not only did you get an old man, but you got a man that was old and he mistreated you and your son. I say, the biggest blessing was when you
mm-hmm.
left him. She said
mm-hmm.
he was so nasty. And she's trying to clean up. Now, mind you, both her legs, I think she got polio in both legs. But she can get
mm-hmm.
around with a cane and stuff. But now, I don't understand why he married you. She said, well, he was so nice when I first met him. Said, but then after I moved in, she said, Mama Parks, I don't like junk. I don't like filth. Said, his house was nasty. She said, two times I went to the hospital with a big roach. She is that baby roach. A big roach in my ear. I said, well, honey, if he don't want you to clean, he don't want to help you clean, and he's sitting up there in a hoarder on top of all of that, I said, you should have been moved when you got the first roach in your ear. She said, I was so embarrassed that he wouldn't even take me to the doctor to be there with me while the doctor found out what was going on in my ear. I said, honey, I know you want to be married. I said, first of all, love God. Second of all, love yourself because you don't have
mm-hmm.
to settle for anything. Don't look at your condition. You're a child of God. Don't look at your condition and say, I can't get no one. She'd be surprised what God would send her if she'd just wait and stop putting herself down because women should look at themselves as a treasure. So, Tammy, your daughter didn't treasure herself. She wouldn't have got a good husband. So women should treasure themselves, and they should look at it and let that man know you're getting the best thing you'll ever have. But you got to look at self and love yourself. Don't throw the love you have away for yourself for the love of a man that just ain't going to treat you right. Wait on God. He'll send you a good husband.
That's right.
If you just wait on it. That's all I had to say, Brother Tim. I thought about that as you was preaching, and it was a blessing
Excellent.
That you was able to give your daughter away and just be pleased and satisfied
yeah.
with doing it. All fathers
he was
are
so
satisfied
pleased,
with giving their children away.
Brother Tim was singing with Joyce, and so when I talked to him this morning, first thing I could hear him praising God this morning. Yeah, I knew why. You know, I knew why because of what had happened. It's one of the best days of your life. You could give your child.
So that was the blessing.
Give your protection to someone else. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I tell you
Brother
all the
D,
time. Come on, Brother.
I was going to say that, and I said it already, but I wanted to emphasize. When we had the daddy-daughter dance, and after I told her how much I proud I was and I loved her, and she laid her, there's a picture, you see it, she laid her head on my chest and told me, Daddy, I love you. And I said, wow. Told me to pieces, Brother D. But I was so happy, and I was so proud. She just laid her, said, that was the comfort. And then I said, that's when I had to let her know. And I let him know, I'm giving you my daughter, and she is my treasure. And I'm asking you to take care of her and protect her and love her and cherish her just like daddy does.
Yes,
you can do it differently than I can. I'm expecting you to do that. And continue to keep God first in y'all marriage, and then y'all will be okay. You'll make it. Because like I told him, that marriage, that wedding is just but a day. You'll look back over the pictures and see that I married this person, and then 10 minutes later, he's mean and evil and wicked to you. But see, God put you together. And when God puts you together, that's when it's all, that's when it works out.
Man.
That's when you're willing to be kind to each other. So I just wanted to tell him, Brother D, that a proud dad that what hurt most, that gave me that feeling that I just cannot describe, that I have finished my course with her. And she laid her head on my chest and said, Daddy, I love you. That was rough. But I told her I'll always cherish that picture for the rest of my life because I felt the love. And I said, thank you. Was a Sunday school teacher and continued to right now. And she asked me, Daddy, I don't know what I want to do when I go to college. I don't know. I said, why don't you be what your gift is? And she said, what is that? I said, teaching. Look what you do with your kids. And now she teaches kids even now, Brother D. And I just wanted to tell y'all, God will bless you. And he'll pour a blessing out for you that you don't even know is coming. You don't even know how to figure. He said, no eye have seen, no ear have heard, no mind even conceived what God has prepared for you. So I'm here to tell you today, my brother and sister, put your heart and your love and your everything into God's hand. Put him first. And I guarantee you, he'll bless you above measure that you won't even have room to receive it. Back to you, Brother D. Back to you, Sister Mary.
He said he opened up the floodgates. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We have truly enjoyed today. And I tell you all the time, it doesn't have to be the whole hour. You have to go to hour and a half. Brother Tim have came in. He right on point, direct, straight to the point. And anyone that's listening,
I'm sure you can
check in the voice that he's a proud father. Proud father. See, when you raise him in the way the Lord said that you should do, you can be proud. You can be proud. You can be proud. A proud father in the name of Jesus. And we're not going to hold you because I don't want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. But I want to lead us with you before I get back to my brother. If you can find it within your heart, find some time to give God a few minutes. In the morning, we'll be on at 8 o'clock in the God's plan. Those that don't know the number, I think it's 845. It's 845, what is Brooke Tim, 29? I think it's, I forgot the number now. I got a little 845.
I got it all. 277-9191.
That's in the morning. And those that don't get fed enough, if you got anything that's troubling you, anything that you want to just get off your chest, discuss, you feel like you can't find anyone to talk to, then we're here for you. Sister Mary and my auntie have a service tomorrow evening. We call it Hour of Reflection, where you can come in and just pour your heart out about whatever is burdening you, whatever is troubling you. And I can promise you this. Amen. I can promise you this. Whatever you come to us with, we're going to take it to someone else. But they're not earthly. They're spiritually. We can only take your problems to the Lord. That's how we
right.
We take your problems to God. We're not here to take your problems to no one else. Because it's true that no one else can help you. Because if you could, you'd already been helped. So what you're going to do, if you come in tomorrow evening, the same appointed time, and whatever the case, we don't know where it is. We won't know, but God knows. See, there's no need of sitting back, worrying yourself and holding these things to your chest when you can't deal with it, because God already knows. I've told
that's
you
right.
before, he told a young man, he said,
true.
Before your mom ever conceived you, he said, I already knew you.
I knew
you. Had named you.
Yeah.
God already knew you. So he knows whatever his problem, whatever your problem might be, take him to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be here for you tomorrow evening in an hour of reflection. So at this time, we're going to turn it back over to my brother. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, just with that being said, I pulled Sister Meredith into the private room and asked her, did she want to do a show tomorrow, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving Eve. So Sister Meredith was stuttering and bubbling.
Right.
I'm like, Sister Meredith, let me know if you want to do it. And I know Sister Meredith got a family and everybody's going to be cooking and all that. And I said, Sister Mary, just let me know. Well, Sister Mary is still back there somewhere. I said, Sister Mary, we got to get back to the show. Do you want to have a show tomorrow? Well, that just shows you the dedication that Sister Mary got. She got a family.
Amen.
She know everybody going to be cooking and doing everything. But yet and still, she didn't want to say, no, I don't want to have a show tomorrow. So we're going to have a show tomorrow.
Amen.
But I tell you what, it's a good thing. While you at home with your family,
amen.
Why don't you and your family,
mm-hmm.
why don't you and your family dial into the show tomorrow
and have a family
prayer tomorrow or something? That'll be a good thing tomorrow.
Right.
So Sister Mary back there fumbling and everything and don't want to send them. And Sister Mary, get your mind up. She just wouldn't do right. But Brother Tim, Brother D said it all, man. We can hear it in your heart, man. We can hear it in your, what you call me. And see, that's what's wrong with a lot of people today. The reason they don't come on these shows is because they think if a man has got feelings or if a man wants to cry, that he's a weak man. No, that's the strongest man out there. That's
amen.
The strongest man out there. A man that ain't afraid to cry. But that being said, we ain't finna go yet. But I'm finna play one of Tim House's songs. That this is one of the songs he sent me a long time ago. I'm gonna play it for him now.
I think out of all the songs I've written,
James. I tried, God. I tried it.
I have tried, God.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know
yeah.
I'm a witness.
Witness.
Said I've tried.
Yes, yes, yes. I've tried.
In the midnight hour, I found out.
Oh, yes.
Emily, hit the one button, Emily. Emily, hit the one button, Emily. Emily, hit the one button.
Can do.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The reason I told Sister Emily to hit the one button because Sister Marion told her before, and I be listening to this stuff, and I done hear Tim House tell her, I done hear Brother D say it. You know, Emily said, I want a husband. But did you hear what Brother Tim and Brother D and Sister Mary said, Sister Emily, about a husband?
Oh,
just
I
wait.
Did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen. So how you doing today, Emily? How you doing today?
I'm tired, but I'm here, so that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Did you get moved into your apartment and everything? Did you get moved in?
Not quite yet. I should be by the end of the week of next week, so.
But you do have your place, though. You do have your apartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that you got what you was looking for. Thank the Lord for that, then, Emily.
Amen.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that, Emily, that, you know, we got some background noise back there. I just wanted to make sure, you know, that you said it, you know. And like I said, You don't have to look for no husband. The Lord will send you a husband when it's time for you to get a husband. The Lord will send you a husband.
That's
if you
right.
want a husband, then he knows that's what you want.
Just get prepared for him. Just get prepared. Then you got your mind and your heart ready to serve. Jesus came, and he said he didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. The Bible said, put others before yourself. And when you learn and do all those things that's truly in you, then God will give you the desires of your heart.
Come on, Sister Mary. Come on, Sister Mary.
Let me
come
just
on.
Quickly add to that. Sister Emily, don't accept anything. Just anybody, don't do that. Just let me tell you. And I don't know you, but I've seen a picture of you on Facebook. You're a beautiful young lady. Don't let nobody sweet talk you. Don't let nobody nothing you. Because God will send you somebody, and he will let you know this is the man that I send you. He may not even be somebody you thought you wanted, but that person going to treat you right because God sent him to you.
Come on, come on in there, Pajo. You a big old man, and everybody. Come on in. Tell us your thoughts, Pajo. Tell us your thoughts, Pajo.
Then I just text you, dog, and told you about the part that about crying. Sure, I cry in a minute. You know, feelings and feelings, love, peace.
Right.
The word of God is all it is, and that don't make you no less than a man.
That's it, bro.
I mean,
hey, make you know
I'm 6'3". 290 pounds. I bust out crying in a minute. I got feelings.
That's right, my brother. That's right.
Don't listen to me.
Jesus.
That's right.
I cried today going to work because Thanksgiving coming up. Think about my sister,
some
friends I lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad time for me when I come around Thanksgiving. Think about my dad. And that's just feelings. If you don't have any feelings, you're not a man.
Right.
You're not human. You don't believe in God. So
Brother Tim and Brother Sister Mary, before we get out of here, we want to, if you don't mind, whisper another prayer for Seth Bonner. He's in the hospital. Emily, I don't know if you know Seth Bonner or not, Emily. That's the guy that be with Bonner and him. The guy that always, the young guy that be out there, that don't ever wear no shoes. He always barefooted. Emily, you know him, Emily?
I'm not for sure.
Okay, but anyway, you know, he had a harbor wreck, and he's paralyzed right now. They don't know what's his diagnosis, was he going to be able to walk again or not. And we want to still do a prayer for Seth Bonner. But also, Brother D, one of our main brothers, one of your main men, Mississippi Joe had a turbo wreck. He had a turbo wreck. He's in the hospital. He got a bad functioning lungs and broke ribs and everything. So, we want to say a prayer for Mississippi Joe also, man. So if y'all don't mind, man, do the honors on however y'all want to work that. We need to do a prayer for those two people if you don't mind, brothers. Work it in.
Amen. So sorry to hear that. Brother Burner, I don't know, but he's got to be a brother because he's in our game. Brother Mississippi Joe, he's talking to that young man every day. And that just goes to show you that no matter how big you are, no matter how strong you are, trouble can still come your way. Brother Mississippi Joe, at one time, was benching over 600 pounds. And now he's in a hospital. And we're going to ask the Lord to touch bodies today. We're going to ask the Lord. The Bible said, where two or three are similar in my name,
She said, I'll be in the midst. And I tell you all the time,
we are truly
just dumb enough to believe that what God said he would do, and we believe he will perform it. But we're going to pray today that the Lord will go into the hospital and touch these two young men at the appointed time, that he will make them whole again, make them know that he is God. I'm going to say it again. Make them know that he is God. And God all by himself. No medication in the world can't do. Well, I heard a young man by the name of Willie Neal Johnson. He's going on home to be with the Lord now. He did a song one time called Father Alone. And I saw him get on stage and fell down to his knees. And he said, there's nothing in the drugstore can make you feel like this. And I'm here to tell you, he's so right. Did you hear the love and laugh at the same time in Brother Tim's voice today? See, there's nothing man can do to make you feel like what my daddy can do for you. God will make you feel like you've never felt before. God will make you love like you never loved before. And then he'll heal the sick. That's what I like about my daddy. He can do it all at the same time and never leave his home. Brother Tim, I know you have worked hard today. See, I don't know you or Brother Tim. I really would like for one to pray for one and one pray for the other. But I would like to do it, if that's possible. Amen. Yeah.
No problem, Brother
Tim. Can you whisper a prayer for one? And T, can you whisper a prayer for the other? Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you interceding for Seth Bonner. We ask that, Lord, that you, and we don't tell you what to do, Lord, but we ask you, Lord, that you would just stop by the hospital. We know that you are bone mender, mind regular. We know that in your word there's healing and comfort. We know, Lord, that you are a doctor that's never lost a case. We know, Lord, that you love Seth and that you ask him to do your will, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come in and say that we thank you for healing. We thank you that we know it's going to be all right because it's in your hand. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the doctors and the nurses administer the right diagnosis and the right medicines, Father God. Heal his body, Lord. Touch him with the fingertip of touch his family, Lord, and let them be good caregivers as he mends, as you mend those bones, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We know that you're able, just like you did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel in the lion's den, in the fiery furnace. In life right now, we find that we may be in the fiery furnace, but we turn to you, Lord. We know that you're able to bring us through it, not even smelling like smoke. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. We count it done. We say that he's healed in faith because we know that you are able, and we trust in you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to intercede for him. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Continue to smile down on Bonner, Lord God. Continue to touch his body with your finger of love. We just say thank you because we count it done. We've seen it ourselves in you, that you work miracles, and we know that you're still in the miracle working business. Thank you, Lord, for what you are getting ready to do, what you've already done, and what you will continue to do in his life. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Brother D.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I bring before you, Father God, young man they call Mississippi Joe. Father God, you made him and you know all about him. Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch his body right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, put your healing power in the doctor's hand, Father God. Father God, strengthen those bones, Father God, like you did in the valley of dry bones. Father God, we ask you to touch them right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to strengthen them right now, Father God. Father God, we know, Father God, you will and you can bring him out, Father God. But we know, God, right now that you specializes in things that we believe is impossible. Father Father God, we know right now there's nothing impossible for you. Father God, right now we come to your throne of grace, Father God. We ask you to touch him right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, heal his body, Father God. Father God, put him back together like he's never been harmed, Father God. Father God, touch him right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we know you're able. Father God, we ask you to bless his family. Strengthen him, Father God. Bring them together close and close in your love, Father God. That Father God, as he leaned on them, he'll feel the love from you through them, Father God. In the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we call it done right now in the name of your son, Jesus. For you said to believe anything that we ask of you in the name of your son, Jesus. You said to do it for us. Now, Father God, I'm asking you here on this young man. Keep him covered in his family in the blood of Jesus. We claim his healing, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and thank
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Be quiet, Jesus. Brother D. You take your Bible. You turn it over to me. You turn it over to me. Be quiet, Brother D. But I want Brother D. You got some work to do too. We gonna say, Brother D. I want you to say a prayer for Sister Emily. Cause see, last week, Sister Emily, like you always preaching, Brother D. God is on time God. But I said, you know, you said he's a right now God. I said he's on time God. So Emily was trying to get a place last week, and she felt down and out, and she thought she wasn't going to be able to get it. And I mean, she just was in a bad way. But then maybe the Lord didn't want her to get that place where she was trying to get last week. Maybe he wanted her to wait.
That's
or something.
Right.
We don't
Come
know
on,
what the
man.
Reason. We don't know why the Lord didn't let her get it last week, and he let her got it this week. So with that being said, Emily, I hope she stayed faithful to the Lord and kept praying that everything will be all right. And so far, it's getting all right. So never question when the Lord does what he's supposed to do. Never question it. Never
Come
question
on,
when. Because we don't know why he didn't let you get it last week, Emily, but he let you got it this week. So with that being said, Brother D, could you do a whole prayer for Sister Emily and her faith that she keep on maintaining and staying with the Lord? Amen, brother.
Staying with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Brother Dog said you want to whisper a word of prayer for one of our sisters, Sister Emily. So you all know I'm asking you to bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear. Pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. Father, we come in just to say thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for first allowing us to congregate together here today. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to pray for one of our sisters. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to meet and greet the ones that you have allowed us to meet and greet. Father, we ask that you just continue to bless, continue to keep her, Lord. Father, we understand that she was apartment hunting, and it just didn't seem like it was going to go right. But, Lord, we know that you are on-time God, and we know that you always steps in on time. We heard a testimony today, Lord, that she said she should be with a complete move in by this time next week. And we know, Lord, that it's all because of you. We know that whatever may have been holding her down or was holding her back from other places she may have looked at, may have wanted them worse or more than she wanted this. But, Lord, this is what you wanted to have. This is what you gave her, Lord, and we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. And then, Father, upon getting the place, Lord, we want to thank you for allowing her the wherewithal to be able to keep the place once she get it. We know that you're able, Lord.
Amen.
Bless right
Amen.
Now. In the name
thank
of Jesus.
You, Jesus.
You're able. You can, Father, if there only be. Father, you said in your word, we have not because we ask not. I believe within my soul that she was praying, asking God for her place. And the Lord has came right now,
Hallelujah.
We just thank you.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you. We thank you. We thank
you.
Let every heart say amen. Amen. And amen. Tell God thank you.
Amen.
Won't he do it?
Thank you, brother.
Yes,
thank you. And again, see, it's people like Ty Joe that comes on. You know, Side Joe listens to us every day, just like Brother Fan. Brother Fan, if you out there today, I ain't even looking to see what you out there. Brother Fan, if you out there today,
yeah,
one, but
brother,
I ain't even looking to see what Brother Fan out there, but he's normally out there.
Brother.
If you out there, Brother Fan, either one, but
amen.
It's guys like Ty Joe. It's guys like Ty Joe and Brother Fan that I know that's big men that, in stature, you know, just like Kim Al's a big man in stature, is they can come on here and confess their love for the Lord. If they can come on here and say these things. What's wrong with our other brothers? What's wrong with our other brothers? That's all I'm going to say. And it's people like Pa Joe and Brother Fan that keeps me into this stuff, too, though. Talk to me, Brother Fan. Talk to me. How you doing today, my brother? Much love. Happy Thanksgiving to you, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all, too. We just traveling, that's all, and got in some bit of a traffic. But we coming on out of it. Me and Sister Fan both sitting there, but we were listening to everything, enjoying the whole show. Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate
she
it.
Don't like me on the phone when I'm driving. She said I can't drive when
I'm
driving.
Go ahead and get off there then. All right. Well, go ahead and get off there. We appreciate it. Love y'all. Sister Fan, we love y'all.
She laughing at
Sister
you,
man, we love you.
She laughing at you.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Appreciate you, brother.
Amen.
Appreciate you.
She said hello, dog. No, she said hello.
Okay. All right. Hello.
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 Hello. Have a Thanksgiving day. Have a Thanksgiving. Okay, Sister Fan. Appreciate
you.
All right. Well, tomorrow, guys, like I said, tomorrow, if you're with your family and everybody's in harmony, tune in tomorrow. Just if you don't want to do nothing, just get it in. Sister Mary's going to be in there with some good soothing words for you. You never know, man. I mean, it just puts a warm feeling in your heart to be with your family and still can be able to hear the word of the Lord in your own living room.
Amen.
So with that being said, I'm going to play this one song. I'm going to get out of here because, see, I'm getting a little emotional, and I'm like Brother Dim. We done went over our time, but God's time is our time. His time is – God ain't got no time.
Amen.
All of it is his time. So that being said, tune in tomorrow. Sister Mary can't cook, so she can't cook, so she ain't got to worry about her cooking. She going to burn up everything anyway.
She can cook.
Okay. All right, tune in tomorrow, same time, same time, same station. Don't y'all leave me yet, Sister Mary. When the song go off, I want y'all to leave me, though, when the song go off. But don't leave me yet. Don't leave me yet. I love this song. It's coming.
Be done, troubles of the world, troubles of the world, trouble Lord of the world, how sooner will be done, trouble Lord of the world, I'm going home. With God no more, weeping and wailing no more, weeping and wailing no more, weeping and my trouble of his world, oh, my trouble in this world, love and trouble, hell in this world, Lord, how sooner will be done to trouble of his world.
That concludes our spiritual ceremony for the day, guys. Tune in tomorrow for our Thanksgiving edition. Sister Mary, you better cook up something good for us tomorrow. You better make sure you cook up something good for us tomorrow, Sister Mary. All right, Sister Mary, Get on out of here now. I told you to get out of here after the song. God bless you. God bless you. Everybody might close because, you know, them prayer warriors get to talking. You know, Brother D get to be long with and everything. And he had me over here crying and everything. I ain't finna explain. He had me over here crying too. Me and Pajo owe me some food, though. I'm still waiting on my food, Pajo. So, all right. We appreciate everybody for coming on today. And that concludes our prayer hour. Sister Mary ain't going nowhere. I'm going to go on here so she can get out of here. Just in case. Tim Miles, don't you go nowhere because you got to wear about four hats today, Tim Miles. You got some. We had to bring you before the committee today. All right, Kid, if you out there, hit the one button. Let's get this, see what we got going on the other side of the planet here. And Brother D, don't forget to get with Reverend Brian. We gotta make me understand that about that prayer thing we was talking about that I discussed, Brother D. So make sure you get with Reverend Brian and find out what it is. Yes, sir. Brother Kid, you cooking anything for Thanksgiving, Kid?
Yeah, I am, and a couple of sweet potato pies.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. That's right out of my alley, man. That's right, ham, that's right. Hey, I don't know how much they cost in the store when you're buying, but they say that 100 bacon ham over $100 now, man. I remember when we used to buy them things, they were $35 and $40, man. They say hey, over $100 now, them 100 bacon ham, man.
You know those. Those 100 bacon hams, if I'm not mistaken, those are the spiral hams you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the spiral. Yeah.
Well, you know, from my experience, they always have a tendency to dry out, though.
Well, I don't know, Kid. I disagree because, I used to buy them every year. You know, we used to have when I was working, we had at the Christmas parties. That's what I used to buy because it wasn't much
right.
40 bucks. And, man, you know. They slice them up, and boy, they was excellent good. And if anybody left over, I take them home and eat me some ham and cheese sandwiches for another week. So they didn't dry out. So you know if you keep the package that it came with, kids, mine never dried out, kids. But you know I don't know. Maybe they don't make them like they used to, kids.
Yeah, maybe I just had a bad experience. You know, like I said, the last couple of times I tried a spiral ham,
It
had a tendency to dry out, so I don't even mess with it. Yep.
Right. Was it one of them? Was it one of them 100 bacon hams, Kid?
Yeah, I think it was.
Cause my point is, I'm trying to say, you know, like I said, maybe they ain't make them like they used to, you know. Cause like I said, man, well, I kept mine for a whole week and it was still just like it was fresh, just like it normally, you know. I kept the wrap over it and put it in the refrigerator. And man, I used to eat them slices for another week, man. Ham and cheese sandwich. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, kids, you got anything to talk about? 10 miles. I don't want you to go nowhere today. As good as sermon you preach today, man, I got some news for you. Let me make sure Tim ain't went nowhere. Tim, you still with me, Tim? Tim House, you still with me? Big House.
Yeah, dog. I'm still here.
All right. Don't go nowhere then. I'm closing you back up, but don't go nowhere, Tim. I got they had to take you to trial. Hey, anybody else got anything they want to talk about? Anybody want to wish a happy Thanksgiving to and I mean, just anything, man. This is the holiday season. It's coming up on the holiday season. After we go down there, no guts, no glory down there. That's gonna be our thing. But this weekend, weather permitting, we got Trigger Man's birthday bash. We still raising down in the south. This weekend weather permitting, we got Trigger Man's birthday bash, and so we'll see what it is though.
I'm glad Sunshine Lord found her rutabaga because she had been looking.
Man, I don't even like no doggone rutabaga. I was hoping she didn't get none. Let me see what's your bag.
Oh, man.
Here, Shy. How, hey, 450 a pound, so that's 8 pounds, 8 times 4, that'll be $35, $36, okay. Big Eddie, when you don't know how to warm them up, you will dry them out. Okay, yeah. Well, see, Big Eddie, unless they real cola in the freezer or something, you don't warm them up. I just make me a sandwich out of them. I understand what he's saying, though. Yeah, if you do warm them up, then, Kid. But you talking about yours just dried out automatically? Yours just dried out automatically or what?
No, it dried out after, a day or two. Like I said, maybe I just had a bad experience, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Shabazz just sent me one. Shabazz, I ain't talking about these kind of thin slices. We talking about the spiral kind. We talking about the spiral kind like Kid had. That's the spiral. Yeah, like Kid. Yeah. Oh, that was a joke, dog. Oh, okay. Well, look, man, don't be joking. I'm trying. We talking real now. Friday's a hamster now. Oh, I didn't know it was no joke. How I supposed to know it was a joke, man? I'm over here thinking we talking real stuff. I didn't know it was a joke. Yeah. But yeah, kid, I had a good experience with mine. I love mine, boy. But then, like I said, you know, that's when I was working. So that's been some years back, kid. And like for the Christmas party, you know, everybody bring a dish for the Christmas party. And that was, I used to bring that ham, man. Man, they thought I was the best thing in the world. They didn't know that it was routine for us to have a ham. That was routine, man. I bring a ham and a pecan pie. And I try to, you know, I try to hide my pie and hope they didn't eat the ham because I take it back home with me. I'll be hoping they don't eat it. Kid, I was talking to a guy today. No, man, if you see me with a fruitcake, man, hit me in the mouth, man. Now, come on, man, that's a bad experience for me. But, kid, somebody said they don't like potato salad. You don't like potato salad?
I love potato salad.
I know a trigger man said he don't like potato salad, man. What kind of doggone Negro is that?
It all depends on who making it or whatever. You know, there's some people use different ingredients.
Yeah.
I have seen people put onions
in
a potato salad. I'm not up on that. Onions in a potato salad?
Well, kid, you gotta be the judge now. You know, we brought the case to the What you want, man?
What's happening, dog? Hey, dog.
What's happening?
I heard you say something about some potato salad. Potato salad, man.
You know, I just said potato. For the white folks that listen, I said potato salad. It's potato salad for black folks, though.
I got a question, man. It's been. I can't figure it out, man. Something wrong with some folks. But now listen, do you eat banana pudding?
Yeah, I do. Wick mama, she makes some. We go down there to trick or treat every year. At trick or treat, we had that banana pudding. Yeah, come on. Wick wife or his mama makes some good stuff though. Yeah.
Now listen. Does banana pudding supposed to have bananas in it or not? Some foods told me it's not supposed to have bananas in it, man. I can't believe them folks said
that. Why would they call it banana pudding if they don't supposed to have bananas in it?
Because they say you're supposed to use the damn pudding with the banana paste in it.
Oh, you're talking about in the package.
That's probably somebody from up north.
Oh, man.
Hey, now, ain't that, if it ain't got bananas in it, ain't it safe to say that's cookie pudding?
Shabazz. Let me comment, dog. The people that say banana pudding ain't got bananas in it, that's that old processed bullshit that they like to use that banana cream shit like pudding instead. You know what I'm saying? That's that banana cream flavor he talking about. But a real banana pudding got some bananas in it. Yes, sir.
So Flop, it's safe to say they eating cookie pudding then, ain't they?
That's all.
Banana custard.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Custard.
Thank you. Let me ask another question.
Because somebody just asked me, do you eat potato salad hot or cold? Now, I know why they asked that, because I know you cook your potatoes, I reckon they be hot when you make it. But don't you make it and then you let it get cold? I ain't never ate no hot potato salad. Anybody had hot potato salad?
I ain't never had none hot
I'm going to ask it my way, dog. When it's first made, I eat it while it's kind of hot like that, like warm, but now. Once
you get cold, like you know, hot in the room temperature, dog.
Yeah.
And then when you
know,
when you put it up overnight, you put it in the refrigerator.
Right, right. Let me tell you, like somebody said, you don't eat about potato salad. Let me tell you what turned me off about some potato salad. Now, you know, sometimes, since I'm a bachelor type guy, I buy potato salad in that little plastic cup every time I buy that junk, the damn potatoes don't be cooked all the way. They be too hard. And that's what turns me off when I get a potato that ain't don't seem like it's done enough, man. Talk to me, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
Yep.
Like
better heart.
You
trying
to
be me gold. It's each his own. Okay. Go ahead, Flo.
When you trying to mass produce it, it ain't going to be right, dog.
Right, right, exactly, exactly, exactly. They don't mash the potatoes up enough, man. Yeah. I know somebody probably said, what kind of show this is, a racing show or a cook show? It's whatever we want to make.
Cook show.
And we got two mics on that. I know that ain't flop with that background noise, so I'm going to assume it's Shabazz with all that background noise back there.
No, sir, it's not me.
Playing. I said, I know it ain't flop. And no kid no better, so it's got to be Shabazz with all that radio in the back talking. Yeah, he didn't
mm-hmm.
got it. You know it was him. You know it was him.
No, I ain't got no radio talking. I went on
well,
mute. I ain't got nothing talking.
It did go away when you went
can
on
you
mute.
Can you hear it, dog?
Yeah, I can hear it now, yeah. Now I can. It's probably you, though. It's you, because kid know better unless he slips.
It's like a
little
TV or something in the background.
A TV or something, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyway, though.
Hey, dog, you found your power with no strings in the jet?
I ain't found there in 65 years. I ain't found there yet, Flo. Chef Lee came almost close. Mike Hill, mother made one, and she almost was close, but ain't nobody got married yet.
I'm going to tell you about that. Now, a lot of people, they use sweet potatoes. And then you got a lot of people that use yams.
Yam.
I have found out yams don't have those strings in it like a sweet potato.
That, right. I heard of that too, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard that too.
Ain't them roots, though.
Well, they strain. We call them strings.
I would guess.
We just call them strings.
Yeah.
We call them strings.
Yeah.
We call them strings. Yeah. But
I think they come from when you pull an early potato, dog. You know what I'm saying?
No. They got strings in them regardless. You try to beat them out. Some got more than others, but you're going to have some strings. It's impossible. And I've never seen nobody. And I challenged a whole bunch of people to try to get one without a string. And I got some to come close, but
mm-hmm.
I always find that string in it. String always there. Yeah. But it is what it is. It ain't no big deal. I mean, if you got a good paper towel, boy, ooh, I love it. Sometimes I love it when they put a little bit too much nutmeg in there. I love to taste that nutmeg in there. When they put a little too much nutmeg
mm-hmm.
in there, I can taste that nutmeg. Yes, sir. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Nutmeg,
yeah.
Cinnamon.
Come on, wheelchair. You can't make me. Come on in there. The wheelchair is Bobby Cole. It got to be one of the
six eggs. Six eggs.
Come on in there.
Well, now
on wheelchair line. Yeah. Somebody the money button on your phone, wheelchair. They got something they want to say. Come on off mute. We just having a little talk out here today. Well, somebody on wheelchair line hit the one button and they don't want to sit in, so I'll go ahead and take them out the queue. If they won't, they'll come back. But anyway, I'll leave that mic open. A kid, you got to, Flop, I need you to be quiet, though, unless you have to hit kid out, you know, listen, kid faint. Well, we was on the morning show, so they took the case to the morning show, you know. You know how they listen to my show, and then sometimes we got to go to the morning show to take the case.
mm-hmm.
So the case went to the morning show this morning and said, They wanted to charge Tim House with aggravated assault on Maul last night. They said Tim, being the big man he is and everything, being as
mm-hmm.
big as he is, that once he
mm-hmm.
knocked Maul down, he shouldn't have kept on. He couldn't have kept jumping on Maul and beating Maul up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to try Tim for aggravated assault. They wanted to try Tim for aggravated assault on Maul. And kid, they
mm-hmm.
want to know, you the judge, should Tim be sentenced or should he be acquitted?
Oh, man.
Hold on, kid. You the judge. Let me get his defense attorney on here. Hey, Flop, should Tim House be, you the defense attorney, you want to give me your closing arguments on that, on Tim House, on his aggravated assault charge on Maul, Flop?
Well, dog, I think my client should be acquitted, seeing as how this is a very tough world. He has been the butt of the jokes. He's been subjected to a lot of abuse, and he's had some counseling, but he's still unstable. And in being unstable, we have to tread around him very lightly until he regains all his senses. Maul did throw him a warning out there or two, but he did hit him with a few shots. So I think Maul might have been defending himself a little bit too. So we just at the end of the day, no harm, no foul. They might be battered and bruised on both sides, but it's the holidays. Let everybody go home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, George Kidd, what you got to do about that, George Kidd?
Yeah, I agree with that. I say he should be acquitted.
Okay. Tim House, how you feeling out there, Tim House? They just acquitted you, Tim. They said they ain't going to charge you, Tim. Tim House.
I feel adjudicated, dog. Thank you so much for my attorney. And man, that was a wonderful thing there. And the judge was merciful, so I just say thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. But Tim, did you have to beat the man up for an hour and 15 minutes, though, Tim?
Oh, dog, it wasn't that long. Oh, no.
Not the pro spectator.
But that's what I was getting at, kid. We never did get the official definition of a pro spectator. So, Mr. Howe, let me read the one that I thought that was pretty good. Let me read the one I thought pretty good, Tim. And you got to be the judge. Okay, they said, a pro spectator, number one, a race car owners that don't race and get loud on blog talk shows. Number two, people that own race cars that don't race or go to the racetrack. Now, Brother Tim, could you tell us in your definition, since you invented this, what is a pro spectator, Mr. Tim House? What is a pro spectator?
Well, dog, they kept saying race car, and that ain't going to fly, so... I don't think that's the right definition. That's partly the right definition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
can you give the definition?
Dog, I don't want to start another fight.
Hey man, hey, Tim, don't worry about it. Start a fight if you want it, Tim. You can start a fight if you want it.
No,
if you want
to
start a fight,
dog. My attorney got me off, and I feel adjudicated, and I'm very happy about that.
Not the repeat offender.
That's right. I don't want dog because then doggone Judge Kidd being through the book at me. No.
All right, well, we're going to let it go then. Hey, look here, let's get to some racing then. Let's get to some racing. Now, last week we had a race down there, and Grandson came down there and slapped, and you know, Bonnie put 4'11". When Grandson got through putting foot up his butt, he was about 4'5". I'm talking to you, Flop. Flop, can you hear me, Flop?
Very well.
Now, after Grandson got through slapping him around like that, easily, without even any trouble, Ed Boney went right back out there and locked him back in for Florida. Do Ed Boney need some medical attention? Does he need medical attention? Somebody
talk
to me.
Well, I'm going to say this, dog. There's one gentleman that resides north of the Mason-Dixon line that he gets a lot of hell. And I know we play north versus south and south versus north. But maybe Aunt Bonnie did like the gentleman from north of the Mason-Dixon line. Maybe he saw something. So,
you wouldn't be talking about Lincoln Hill, huh?
Yes, sir. So maybe Bonnie saw something, and he want to give it another shot to be fully convinced.
Okay. Good report. Okay. Anybody else got anything on that? Anybody else got anything on that? Because I think Bonnie needs some solid evidence.
You talk too much. Me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk.
playing that music, man? Who that playing that music, man? Okay. All right. Well, all right. So, kid,
yeah.
What you think about the feud between Trigger Man and Tate? When do you think that's gonna come to a head?
Shit. I guess so. Each of them get off pressure, and they can meet at a mutual spot.
Mm.
Well, so far, Tate has exemplified the patience of Job in getting it the way he wanted. So. I don't think Tate gonna budge until he get what he want. And I know Jamie, he got a plan. It may be something that we never see, dog.
Well, Flop, I take that back. I think you're wrong, Flop. Let me tell you why I think you're wrong. Tate sort of like halfway took the high road when Jamie said he didn't want to run him, and he feel like now Jamie's running, and he added that he feel like he ain't getting him the same respect. So I think with him thinking that way, and Jamie ain't backing down from nobody either, technically, which y'all say he do, but I don't think he do, I think they're going to hit. So it's both of them, if they're at the same place at the same time, and they both got all pressure, I believe both of them dogs are going to scratch. I believe them. Come on.
Dog.
Come on, Keith. I believe they're going to scratch.
That's an excellent point, dog. And I almost would venture off into saying, that potentially may happen. But again, Tate is so adamant about getting a double play out of this that he ain't looking for a one-hit wonder, meaning he don't want to run the one car. He wants to run both of them.
Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Let me say something in the same line. Seems like Tate get the bag in of both deals on it. He ran Whit, and Whit got away. Now he had Jamie got doggone running around, and Whit he just can't ever get the man he really want, can
he? Not really from the public standpoint or from a fan standpoint, but he's if we look at it that way, we just say, damn, Tate just, you know, pissing in the wind. He ain't getting what he want. But in the meantime, he's getting what he wants. So he's still taking races. He's still bringing action. He's still kicking ass and whatnot. So he's still engaging. So I don't know, dog. This is a goddamn real game of chess right here between Tate and Trigger Man. It's a real game of chess.
Tate right now is on the board with a question mark because, see, some people are saying that the guy in the wreck, he was going to beat Tate. So, you know, Tate said, okay, if that's the case, then get it fixed and come on back. Tate ain't bagging up from nobody. But he ain't getting no credit like he all get. Technically speaking, he ain't getting the credit he getting. Because, you know, Jamie ain't running him, but Jamie said he wasn't ready, but now he ready. They said a guy would have beat him if he had a whatever. He ran Whit, and Whit got away on a red light. So Tate got a big question mark by his name, even though he ain't bagging up from nothing, though.
I beg to differ, dog. I see another side of Tate having a question mark because here we take a gentleman that has had a tremendous amount of bad luck, and he's persevered.
Mm-hmm.
He stuck through to the bitter end. He finally turned his program around a complete 180. He's on the other side of the fence now. He's going down track. He's making strides. He's engaging. He's winning some. I think he may have suffered a defeat or two, but he's just having the average car blues. So he'll go out and make a few passes and run a few people. He might hurt his motor, but he'll get it in the shop and get it fixed, and he gets right back at it. So I don't see a question mark about him. And he does what every grudge racer is doing. He just laying around waiting on his chance to get his victim as he sees it. So
Okay.
Good report.
If Tate wasn't lined up crooked, he would have beaten the lawyer. Okay. Everybody got different opinions. That's okay. So what's my homeboy got? What you got? Five Joe, what's it? Oh, no. Five Joe didn't hit no phone. No, what you got? I was the wrong way. Oh, hold up. Hold up, homeboy. I messed up there. You want to say something, Five Joe?
Yeah, on that Tate race with Randy Moss or whatever, anybody can act a fool in the first 6 weeks. You know, whether he pulled the wheel, they say he probably would have won because he was out front. It takes 660 feet to determine a woman. So,
I said 360.
Okay, 660. No, I said it's
360
feet.
Right on.
But it takes 660 to win the race.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I see don't nobody want to talk much today, and I don't want to start no stuff. Let's not start some stuff. So y'all talk to me, we can get on out of here. I get ready for my Thanksgiving. Oh, I ain't got no Thanksgiving dinner. I'm gonna be eating
Domino's pizza.
Oh shit!
You been to hang that motherfucker up already?
Bobby, we just got to be talking about you, Bobby. I mean, Bobby, you know me. Bobby, you know me. How you doing, bro?
Talking about me?
Yeah, we're talking about you earlier, man.
You talking about me?
Yeah, you know, when we was on the back line talking about them scriptures, when we was talking about the scriptures and stuff, Bobby, we was talking about you. I told him we just got through. We was talking about scriptures on the back line, me and you. And now Brother D said, yes, you know that Bobby Cole knows some scriptures.
Mama said, when you've been talked about, you've been thought about. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. Can't argue with you. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, DC?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, man? What's on your mind, man?
I just called in a little late. I didn't have no memory. You said you was going to get you some rest. You finna do the food on here. When you got, yeah, I'm just trying just to make sure I catch you before you start doing the damn food.
I didn't say I was going to do the food, Bob. You know, I'm always doing my rest, and I'm going to be ready at 6 o'clock, though. I'll be ready before 6 o'clock, Bob. I mean, you know, they take care of some of the first part of it, but I still got to be there on point, too. I got to play Tim House's songs for him. I got to make sure they ain't making too much noise. You know, I'm still the director back in the back.
Man,
so
you
got to
quit
babying
Tim House. They said he was on here. You got to quit babying Tim House. They said he was on here doing the motherfucker last night.
Tim House beat on the Joker for an hour and 15 minutes and didn't even take a breath or a drink of water, man.
They had to feed him
with a helicopter. They said a helicopter just crashed trying to feed Tim out.
Oh man!
I'm a little disappointed in Mr. Bobby Cole. Let me open the one button and find out why you disappointed with Bobby Cole. Hold on. Let me get the dummy on here. I ain't want to do it, Brother D. What you talking about, brother?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in it because for as long as the word has been distributed on God's service in the evening, I haven't heard from Bobby, and I know it's been well over a year. And I stated earlier, I have talked to him backline several occasions, even at the racetrack, and I know you have a lot of word in it, but yet he won't come on and share it with us. And he know God has been good to him. So, yeah, I'm a little disappointed in my brother. A little disappointed in him. God has truly been good to him. And he won't come in. At some point in time, I'd be expecting him to come in and just say amen, you know, and he don't. So that's why I said I'm a little disappointed in him. But I still love you, brother. I still love you.
Sometimes I've been going through some stuff right now lately. Up and down. With my business and stuff, I ain't gonna never walk out on God because He'd never walk out on me.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Look up towards heaven. And, like I say, it's a blessing.
Right.
To be here.
Come on, Cole. Come on, Bob.
God didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Now you see why I said we're disappointed. You see why I said we're disappointed.
We were talking about 20-30 minutes on the back line.
Sometimes we go through trials and tribulations and have ups and downs and turnarounds. Sometimes we don't like to share.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we'd love to talk about everybody else's business and share everybody else's business, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We all,
that's And see, Bobby knows that the Lord want him to share.
We all claim as to be as one, but we are so highly divided.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. It's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Speak the truth, boy. Speak the truth, boy. Speak the truth, boy.
When you have a big eye, you can't see anything. You're blind.
Mm-hmm.
To life itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up every day.
Listen to it.
The same little old word.
Listen to it. Listen to it.
Not big.
Listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on, let's see what y'all got to say. I'm just talking, though.
All right, Bobby, I can hear it in your voice, Bobby. You okay, though, man? You okay, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm at work. I just got out of work, though.
Okay. All right. Right on. Okay. Flop, you want to say, Flop?
No, being disappointed in me.
I had a question for you.
All right, Bobby. All right. Flop, come on, Flop. What you had, Flop? Because Bobby had us over here.
I got a question for you. Yeah, hey, I done put my head down and started thinking, I need to call him. Dog, let me ask you this. In the racing world this year, who was the one person that you wanted to get to but didn't? Whether it was the distance between you, your car wasn't ready or their car wasn't ready. Who is it?
Leon, man. I wanted Leon. I wanted Lincoln Leon by any means necessary. Lincoln Leon.
See, I had a discussion about that today.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of
Lincoln Leon. I would have sacrificed anything to try to get on Lincoln Leon, man. I need to get Lincoln Leon. Even if he bashed my head in, I got to get it. I've got to run him. I've got the running plot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If he take a car to Florida and run me, I'll take a car to Florida. And I know I don't want to take no car to Florida. I'll take a car to Florida to run Leon. That's how bad I want him. Hell, we're working. I take a car down to Florida and wait in the stadium lane 10 hours to run Leon. That's how bad I want him.
Do you really want to whoop Lincoln that bad?
I do. Yes, I do. I do. Yes. Yes. If you can get him down to Florida, I'll take a car to Florida and run him. I want him. Bad. Yes.
What car are you going to take?
Zookeeper. Hey, that's the one I got running right now. That's a zookeeper.
Zookeeper. We're gonna talk to you tomorrow.
I might have my Grand National around there too. I'm gonna have it down there anyway, but I ain't, you know, I might. He pissed me off, I might run him with that.
I finished that say, if you're running with that, we're going to beat your ass.
Well, okay, hold up. You done pissed me off now, buddy.
You might need a little justice.
Lock that in right now.
Dog, don't do that.
I'm going to need.
Dog, don't do that. You might need a little justice.
Yeah, okay. Let me settle down. I'm getting. Thank you, Flop. I was getting a little excited there. Okay. I apologize. But Leon, man, that's who I want, man. If I can get Leon, even if he beat me, I would, in other words, he doesn't beat me every time we race, but I've been having problems every time. I ain't making no excuses, but I want him. I ain't made a clean pass out of him yet. I got to try one more time, and if I don't make a clean pass by him or he just whoop me, some people you just can't whoop no matter what, then I'm going to leave him alone. But I need him. I want him. That's it.
I'm gonna call Leon in the morning and I'm gonna see what him and Chevy and them got on the schedule and see if I can make that happen. I'm sick of you keep talking about what you're gonna do to Leon and What do you think you can do to him? Well, you know you knew you want your revenge. You want your revenge.
If you sick of me talking about it, what the hold up be?
Well, I'll just say I'm gonna talk to him in the morning. I ain't gonna jump the gun. I'm just
Tony Bynes will say, do something about it.
Yeah.
I want him. I can taste him. I can taste him. I've got to have him, Bobby.
You want him worse than the hog on slop?
Yeah, I don't care about the hog getting no slop neither. I don't care about the hog eating slop. I want Leaking Leon.
Uh-huh.
That's doggone on my doggone it. What kind of list y'all call it? Rocking chair list or bucket list or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Bucket list.
Yeah, that's right. I want it.
Yeah.
Bear in the hall won't flop.
Mm-hmm.
I like Willie Dog.
Yes, sir. Who got all that noise back there now? Who got all that noise back there? Get that noise tape back there.
Why
y'all grown men?
It might have been cash rest. I'm at the store.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what y'all got? What is the topic about today, Doc? Is you got anything going on?
We really didn't have a topic, Bobby. It's the holidays, Bobby, and we had a good prayer hour. We had an excellent prayer hour to me. And we just on there kicking the bobo, you know, because that's what we do. You know, just like the morning show, we just kicking the bobo. And like I said, when nothing going on, I was going to get on out of here because you know me. We had an excellent prayer show, though. We brought your name up because I had told Brother D that, you know, me and you was over there. Just before I got off to go rest, we were there talking biblical terms. You know, me and you was talking some Bible verses over there about, you know, doing the right thing and everything. And he said, you know.
We still don't know why the heavyweight beat up the middleweight.
And we talking about how Tim House jumped on Maul last night and did him in pretty good. He got tired of Maul, man. You had a little chihuahua nipping at your legs and stuff, nipping at your ankles and stuff.
I know one thing, these middleweight and these low class boys load up on the fucking
They got 500 races out there, they bro.
Yeah, they had Bowen
was locking in so many. I thought he was Tony Bynes and two or three other jokers wrapped up together.
But Bonner went mad with money. I don't know what he did. That boy went goddamn. He almost lost his religion.
Mm-hmm.
He had shoes on. I know that.
Yeah.
I want to say, hey, there's gonna be some look. Gonna be some good racing out there.
It sure is a lot of goddamn 99 for sale.
Oh, man.
Well,
that's
a lot of
for sale. We don't run no
959
for real shit.
That's what I was just going to tell you about. Hey, they for sale because everybody running them over here now. Everybody is 484 or 50
or below.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
That's obsolete over here. Let's
go with the money.
It might be. Yeah.
That 484 is blowing up bigger than what you know.
Well, Mike Race brought a whole lot of attention to it brought a whole lot of attention to the world, to the grudge world.
Right.
I mean, you're a person that's out here trying to get some money, that want to spend some money. I mean, you see now, it took all the big cars down. After that little old race right there, it got the attention of many. Everybody now going back to the drawing board, got their motors out. They got their car towed down. They got everything.
Yeah.
It's gonna be regrouped.
Right, Bobby. Good report. Bobby, in that instance, okay, Bobby, let me ask you a question. Y'all want to ask Bobby a question. Bobby, with the status, with your status and the popularity and the everybody know you, do you got a slight regret in the back of your head after you seen all this 484 action and you really didn't get none of it? Have you thought about going 484, even though you done went this far with your 5-inch, you thought about going to 484, Bob?
No, I don't think I crossed that line because I don't feel like I want to spend that type of money in a car.
I got you. Good report, Bob. Good report.
I mean, it's good today, and it might not be good tomorrow. I mean, but just depends on how our things gonna go, and I can't just like monkey see, monkey do. I mean, I just can't do it right now. I don't see any. I just can't see it right now.
Ain't nothing wrong about it.
Things might change.
If everybody would be.
I just bought that.
What I'm saying about it, if everybody was true to themselves and do like you do, just being true for themselves and stop trying to do what the Joneses do, if they can't do it, it'll be better off instead of, you know, yeah, you say you can't do it and you don't want to spend that kind of money, ain't nothing wrong with that. Just say it.
I'm not gonna spend that type of money no more. I just bought that motor, $70,000. You know what I'm saying? Shit, probably got over 100.
Mm-hmm.
Bought the other motor. You know what I'm saying? 60. You know, spent all that money in that motor, and then bought this one, and spent a lot of money in the car too. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I didn't done what I'm gonna do. I don't think I'm gonna do it no more.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby, Come on.
I'm just going to keep what I got and just race when I can race. All my race will be 5 inch 44 and deal. I mean, Mike got that deal going on. I mean, he's not going to kick against it, but that's what he's trying to get established. So.
Well, I got two more questions for you, Bobby. I got two more questions for you. Me and you both know, to be real, the Rand ain't ready for to turn that thing loose all the way, though. But with the Rand getting so interested in this racing, are you going to put him in the Memphis Gangster, or are you going to get another car for him?
He wants a little car like Wick's on.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a street car.
Yeah. One more question. Now, Bobby. Go ahead.
If he cared to drive it, I don't have a problem with it, you know. But I think it's just a little bit too fast for him right now.
Right.
You
know what I said. Yeah.
Feel like
you got
everything under control, and that thing can move so fast on you, Mike. You know what I'm saying? You can get yourself into some trouble and can't get out of. So, gotta take it.
Well, can't you detune the car, Bobby, or whatever? Or you don't want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's detuned. He went pretty good. First pass, that was 4 ages.
Mm-hmm.
He did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't never been behind the wheel no car
like that. Right. Let's switch gears, Bobby. Let's switch gears one more time, Bobby. You said in the beginning of this 484 stuff that all these cars, you can put them in a bag and drop them out, and all of them right there in the same zip code. Do you still feel the same way now, Bobby?
Well, I mean, we had this. I'm gonna say it real loud and clear. We had a lot of people that said a lot of things that scared a lot of people, and everybody went out and raced, and we just had our favorite people that we thought they was faster than what they was.
Mm-hmm.
And some people got disappointed. Which a lot of people got disappointed, and Tom walked away happy. But now you're out on the big stage. Everybody got on the same playing field. Everybody got the same type of car, which I thought they was much closer together, but shit, some of them separate like a motherfucker from each other. But a lot of people have problems. So you gotta always put that into context. I mean, they have problems. The weather changed, and everybody didn't get the test, but. A lot of people had their car just as long as I have had mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I tested that Wednesday and went down the track every fucking time and got there Thursday and couldn't even fucking go down the
right,
couldn't pull off.
Right, that's just
how shit happened.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They were sitting outside the gate watching me come down through those flames up. Hell, I couldn't even pull off. Thursday off ride.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know what was wrong.
Yeah. Was any surprises to you then, Bobby? Anybody stepped up that surprised you? Is any surprises?
Yeah. I was really shocked that a lot of people didn't make a move with me as what we, like I said, the favorites or the people that you do. I had Ricky to win that race. And I looked forward for David Floyd to have been much better than what he done. Rock talked a good game, but he couldn't perform. Jamie came on that, which, you know, his situation, he didn't have the tuners there that, you know what I'm saying, that happened. But, I mean, he put up a good fight.
Right.
But everybody else was on point.
Bubba, you doing a good job, boy. You're
like,
doing a good job off the bat.
That's like the old man said, when I done all I can do, ain't nothing you can do when you done all you can do, man.
Right. So, Bobby, do you really think it's a problem, Bobby, where we got all these calls and we just ain't really got enough tuners for these calls? What you think about that situation? Because that's where it boiled down to now, right? It seems like if the tuner can't give you the dedication to get your stuff right, you ain't never going to get it right. What you think about all these calls and there's not enough tuners, Bobby? Talk to me.
Well, I mean, I think everybody got a tuner. There was nobody out there without a tuner. Now, don't get it twisted now. It was nobody out there without a tuner.
Jamie had
a mishap, I'm saying, everybody got a tuner.
That's
what I'm saying. So many cars
got
a tuner. Even with the cars
But what I'm saying is, Bobby, you got a tuner tuning two or three cars. That's what I mean, Bobby. That's what I mean.
Well, I mean,
that's what I mean.
I mean that's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. And it ain't nothing. The tuner can only just do his job. If I bring him a Volkswagen trying to make it go that fast, I know it ain't gonna go that fast. If I'm happy with my ET when he's tuning my car and he say, a tuner is just safe as him when you look at the ticket. He just gonna go down the road, do what he wants to. He ain't gotta never look at the ticket. Okay, I'm happy right here. Leave it right here. I'm finna go race with this. I don't give a fuck who car you go to on next. I mean, they might have a bigger motor. They might have a better lockup transmission. I might not have a lockup in it. I mean, everything plays a big part. Like Phil said, he's going to do his best he can with what he got. Some people think that they got the same thing, but they don't. I mean, some people thought they was faster than what they was until they got there. When somebody else is saying fast, then you realize it. Goddamn, shit! I need to go sell this goddamn motor here. Shit! I gotta go back to the drawing board. Now what can I do? Now what I gotta do? Now, hey Tuna, can you help me do this? I don't know what to do. A lot of them finna come back. They're gonna be stepping up when they come back. If not, I'm gonna put it to you like this: you're gonna be the first one to the track and the first one to leave. If you don't have your shit right. Them boys ain't playing. And it ain't because a person got money. It ain't because a person got money. You just got to have a man that's got the knowledge to take you where you need to go.
Well, Bobby, you know, every year you got one race, and you have one of the biggest races in the world, and you seem to be able to get everybody at the same place at the same time. What's Bobby's plans for next year for his race, and where you gonna have it at, and what do you think it's gonna be like, Bobby? If you at liberty to talk about it, if you want to, Bobby. I've had a couple of questions on that. What about Bobby Cole's race next year?
I got still in Holly Spring locked down, and it's up in the air right now. I'm not from Steele, and I can't say that I'm gonna be able to put the people in Steele like I do in Memphis. Holly Spring would be a more sufficient track for me, too. Put the people in there that I want to put there. I don't need to try to bring the people. I just need to try to bring a little bit that's got to come out of town to support me. Holly Spring got a 1,500 fan base. I mean, if I can put another 1,000 with that, you got 2,500. If I can bring 15 more with it, I got 3,000. I mean, we were working on the good thing here in Memphis because everybody did come support.
Right.
As you go on and people started having races at the same time, you know, it's going to put a damper on you.
Right.
But I can't do nothing but I can't do nothing but keep the faith and keep pushing and do what I got to do.
Right on.
I mean, it'll come together.
Y'all help me out here, baby. We got open forum tonight. Y'all help me out here. Help me out, somebody. Help me out.
But, you know, in Holly Springs, they is, I mean, I'm going to have a meeting with them this week. And he is finna add some more to the stopping room down there. We're finna take it all out. All out. As far as we can get it. So.
Oh, man. That's
on the table. You know. Man, we're going down there this week to meet with him. So we're going to try to push that and get it coming for next year and try to upgrade the track a little bit. So.
I hear you. Y'all got anything? Anybody? Clark? Sabag?
Any word?
Did Bobby say they're going to add more stopping room to Holly Springs?
We'll try to.
Yeah, that's what we're going to try to do now. We're going to look at that. Man up there on the top of the hill, he don't want to cooperate with him. But he got another guy that's got the property right side and that can go all the way around. So hopefully we can build it up and have it still going uphill.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the most important thing is trying to get a sand trap up there.
Come on, my brother. We get out.
Brother V come out, he's going to take the door. Low rider probably couldn't even pull it in right now, man.
I'm going to bring it down.
When they did the fall brawl, that was some of the race versus world cars. I mean, they didn't been cars like ours and been 180 miles an hour down there, so there's enough room to stop. But you know, when people get to talking and amongst themselves, I mean, they would feel like, oh, there ain't enough stopping room, but they got room to stop.
You hear
down
that,
now.
Tim Howe?
$1.80.
So Bobby,
I got the dump truck, you do a
race, Bobby. Hey man, just give me that background noise, guys. Give me the background noise, please. Bobby, you do a race, and like I said, I don't get into nobody's business, but I ain't no fool. Like you spend more money than you make. How you do that, Bobby? Feed the whole track and everything. What's your passion for doing something like that, Bobby?
Yeah, I was brought up in church, dog. Like the old man said, it's just in my heart to do the things that I do. I have sometimes seen people come to the racetrack and don't even have money to get in the racetrack. Being the guy that I am, they don't have to have no money coming to the racetrack. That ain't the way I make a living. I don't care about letting a person in that. It was a lady came to the track, and she had a bag full of change, her and her kids and everybody trying to get in the racetrack. I couldn't accept her money like that. I couldn't take it.
No.
I let them in. They're your lucky day. That's just
that's stuff that's down in it. That's what's down in it.
Yeah,
raise them in the way that you have them to go. You talk right.
My best of place.
Blessing of follow that.
I ain't gonna lie. I just feel like greens. I just feel like sometimes that the stuff at the track is too high.
Hey, Bobby Cole.
The average person.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
If you see that goddamn Buick come in through that gate, just charge that nigga extra.
Oh, man.
That Buick going to be the headliner. What are you going to do? You going to be trouble.
trouble. Why you think they extended the runway? That's why they extended it for that 202 coming down there.
Hey, Willie, dog, this nigga.
Yeah, give me another coin.
No, just give me the broccoli.
Yeah, I couldn't do D like that.
All right, don't y'all get off course, man. Who that doing that cussing out there? Don't you come in with that cussing?
It's Big Ty. My bad, Willie Dog. My bad.
Not getting nowhere. We being nice right now.
Ain't no cussing, but not that. Bro D, I don't respect them. Bump them.
It's the fear that Buick Kevin Chad Wade ever get him cursing, though.
We talking about people that raising. Brother D ain't going to raise no time this year or next year, so y'all can stop it. Y'all messing my show up. Y'all messing my show up.
Hey, D, ain't no cousin tonight. I might well hang the hell up then. Ain't no cousin tonight.
Ain't nobody heard me say that.
Right,
whoever heard me say that, tell us a damn lie. You ain't heard me say that. I just said right now, ain't the time. We ain't finna do that right now.
Just saying right
we
now.
Gonna be having a, right we gonna be having a discussion right now. That's what I said.
Let's get sugar on him.
He just tried to lose a bet, Tay. He gonna bet that the Buick not gonna raise this year or next year. He just tried to lose a bet. I don't know why he's gonna give him much money that way.
I'm gonna lose more than a bet. I'm gonna bet my life. It ain't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Why the man trying to give him a little less money that way like that? Hey, Bobby Cole, you hear him, right, Bobby? You hear him, right? So once you come to the gate now, once you stand behind us, you can hold him.
I'm going to the pride room to make a phone call. When I come back, if all that noise out here, I'm going to have a problem with it.
They got trees down there in the Holly Springs, Bobby, on the other end, or what?
He got a drop-off down there. It goes downhill. You still got a lot of room once you go around that curve and go downhill. We're just going to try to build that up where you can keep straight on cross.
Scooby-Doo. Yeah. So, Bobby Cole, if you want who Bobby Cole, what race do you want to see out of them 484 boys? What race you want to see, Bobby? If you want to see two jokers tangle, who you want to see tangle?
I wanna see Herb the Ruler run Baby Daddy and Mario run South.
He already did. They already did, didn't it? Or you want to see a rematch, Bobby?
I want to see it. That's I want to see it. I want to see it. Yeah, I want to see it again.
Well, both of them got who they asked for. That's who they asked for. I mean, Bobby, that draw, you couldn't ask for no better draw. You could have scripted that no better than it happened down there, Bobby.
Oh, no. I mean, hey, I loved it. It was phenomenal. That's the best thing I've seen yet. I just wish that everybody was up and really ready to roll. I caught the draws down.
Yeah.
You can't, in this game right here, you ain't gonna be able to talk your way through the jungle. You're gonna have to be in a fight when you go to that motherfucker. You ain't gonna try to talk the lion out of goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna be the bear, you gotta show mother you can be the bear. And I need to call him back and tell your mama well. He did this and he got that. No.
It's 810-8177. I always hit the one button, but don't ever say nothing. 810-8177.
No, I didn't even try to negotiate.
Right.
Oh, no. He got noise. 810-8177. If anybody know who that is, tell them that dummy to stop hitting the one button. He hit the one button every show and don't say nothing. Bobby, you on a for real talk right now, and I need a for real answer. Now, I know we all on the background and we shoot our shots by Trigger Man, but on a real basis right now, not joking and just trying to, and we being real. Is Trigger Man probably one of the ones out there that almost ran everybody? If not, tell me what's going on. Just tell me. I'm talking about, I ain't trying to joke and then I'm trying to start, and I just want to know for real. Is he about the one ran everybody?
He was ahead of the pack. I mean, in his mind, he still feel like he, you know, that's the way he's supposed to feel. You know, he's still up there in the playing field. I mean, his ship
right.
He did put another piece in there and came out there and ran with a component that he wanted. He saw something that he wanted to see, even though he didn't win the race.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what was going to happen. I mean, if the motor hadn't went out.
Right.
I'd love to see that race again.
Hey, good report, Bobby. That's all I'm just getting to about it.
Yes,
What about him and Jesse James and Wesley Snipes? And Wesley Snipes, too. And Wesley Snipes. Talk about them, too. Jesse James and Wesley Snipes.
I mean, them guys came out of there. They came out fighting. They had their shit together, all him, Ricky, and Ryan had all them cars tuned up to go. I mean, you know, Q. He don't give a damn when he throwed it up in there. I'd rather get this here first than to goddamn have to fight 10 to get that over there. So, you know, he's a go getter anyway. Put me in the game, coach. He was gonna go out there and just whatever happened. But I can tell you one goddamn thing. If they fuck around and let him get it together, and he ain't busting every pass, somebody ain't gonna have a band-aid on him.
Yes, sir. Because he's going to go up. He's going to go up, Bob. He's going to go in.
He's going to go. He's going to go. I mean, Jesse James,
good
number
report,
go. I mean, they had to get, seem like they got to get, they had to get fired up and get hyped up and get goddamn it, argue that and cussed out a little bit. They're going to go. I mean, he got good people to back him up.
Well, Bobby, boy, you're doing an excellent job.
Pretty consistent.
You're doing an excellent job today, Bobby. But Bobby, it was a Mustang dominated field. Now, why has everybody got Camaros now, Bobby? Why is everybody going to Camaros now, Bobby?
Well, you got to realize that the wheelbase played a big part in this ordeal. I mean, the Camaros is a nice car. I mean, they got good aerodynamic. They works.
They're more aerodynamic.
Mustang is short as hell.
Somebody, go back to Tim's house. Hold up, Bobby. Somebody go back to Tim's house, please, and tell him his mic been open ever since we've been talking. Somebody go by there and let his dumb ass know his mic open. Go ahead, Bobby.
Tell him all on him.
Between you take a Mustang, I mean, it can't be number like 103. I mean, that's what a Mustang can be. And goddamn Camaro could be 108, 110 or some shit like that.
Right. I got you.
I mean, the wheelbase make a big difference. Better handling down the track. I mean, you can pretty much so you can get out of it a little bit harder.
Hey, Bobby.
Having the motors put in the right position. All that plays a big part. But, Tim, go ahead, Tim.
I wanted to ask a dumb question. Why is it that when you come on the phone, Bobby Cole, and you say, well, you know, if Wesley Snipes got himself together, he wasn't breaking, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And I come on there and I say, yeah, I like Wesley Snipes because I think that he's putting in work and he's trying to do this and trying to do that. Oh, Tim House, you sucking. Tim House, you ain't. Tim House, shut up. But Bobby Cole come on and say the same thing that I just said. I said, you know.
Hold on, let me jump in, Tim.
Tim, No. I'm going to tell you. Look at the environment we're doing. We're doing it with everybody right now. You just were doing it individually. We talking as a whole. Everybody is sort of like on the hot seat for everybody, not just one car. So he just answered. He answered that. That's why. That's the difference. And you just coming on one day saying you just on his. But that. But now Bobby can answer the way he want to answer now. But that's what I see.
And Bobby had the word if
okay.
in there, too.
I mean, and I said, Bobby, also I said, I think not because of geographical location, I think that the mm-hmm. man put in some serious work. I think Bub and James Black is a force to be reckoned with, and they ain't mm-hmm. scared. They're going to do what they got to do. They love racing. And I said, all Tim House, you just on Bub and James Black. Kickstand and you do. I said,
oh,
I
man.
Try to give
with
everybody
Johnson
credit. I try to give anybody they roses right now where they can smell them. If you putting in hard work, I think that you deserve accolades. And even mm-hmm. Danny Boy said it, but they didn't jump on Danny Boy. They all attacked me. So I'm just trying to figure out how you can get away with it, Bobby Cole. That's all I was trying to ask.
Bobby Cole and you're Tim House.
Oh, man.
Disagree with Tim House. Tim House do not give everybody no credit. Tim House only give people credit from Detroit that he know.
So oh, man. Come on, Shorty.
He can say whatever he want to say. These shows recorded, man. He ain't never gave mm-hmm. damn motherfucker no credit. But somebody in his town, because he feel like the North is getting treated unfairly. So that was a lie
mm-hmm.
that he just told. That was a goddamn lie.
What's it?
I'm going back on me. That was a goddamn lie.
In other words,
you were doing good at first.
In other words,
you were doing good
in other words,
at first.
He didn't
nominate
Greg for the bell, huh?
Hey! We ain't finna start arguing. If y'all gonna do the Q&A. We ain't finna start this arguing.
Uh-huh.
We ain't finna start this arguing. I'm just letting you know, one talk at a time. Ain't nobody call your name.
Okay.
I was talking.
Tim, I was already talking. And now I was talking.
Uh-huh.
I jumped
uh-huh.
in because he know not what he's saying. He must don't
uh-huh.
pay attention to what he's saying. He always come on here and give somebody some credit and talking about Randy 3 years ago and all that old shit.
Oh,
all
man.
He do is talk about Randy, Jesse James, which is from Detroit. That's Jesse James because it's two
they're,
Jesse
they're
James.
The
he don't never talk about
they're
the other
president.
Jesse James. You ain't never heard him
mm-hmm.
talking about no salty bitch. You ain't never heard him
mm-hmm.
say nothing about none of them people, Mario or none of them. So
mm-hmm.
y'all got to be lying
mm-hmm.
if y'all agree with that dumb ass shit.
You got a point there,
Shorty.
I'm going back on me.
I give all them credit.
You rare people from shit. Up north. You're a lie. You're lying, but it sounds good. That's people up north. You never gave nobody no credit down south. The only person you
mm-hmm.
talk about that ain't doing nothing is Sweetness. You talk about Sweetness, they ain't did a goddamn thing. That's why
mm-hmm.
Mike Hill tuning in that car.
That was a big
See,
red
you ain't
out.
Keeping
that
it real with yourself.
Out.
Keep it real with yourself,
mm-hmm.
cause that car look like yours, and Mike Hill
mm-hmm.
tuning it, so you like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you ever
mm-hmm.
said was Sweetness. You don't get nobody else no credit down south, which is your
mm-hmm.
opinion. But don't come on here and
mm-hmm.
lie and say you give everybody credit, cause that was a lie. You said I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to give everybody some credit. That's a goddamn lie. Now that's all I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Dog,
hey, Tim Howe. Hey, Tim Howe.
Get up, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Get up, Tim. Get up, Tim.
Hell, man. You threw the towel in, and I'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Cole, you done. See, y'all let Bobby Cole
come in
with that mess. Slipped off.
Because Bobby,
Bobby
Cole don't come on here and say, you didn't beat nobody. You just won some money. In the name of
the
he is going to win some money.
Oh, do you got to say something else another time? I think quite a kid.
I just want to stir it up a little bit. Y'all going back to the show. I just put it in your mouth. But that is the truth, though. I told the truth, though.
Hey, that facts is facts now.
Told the truth and shame the devil.
And I ain't mad at him because he probably picked up his up north brother. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just stay real to it, though. Stay real to it. Stay on their goddamn
head. Hey, Willie Dog. Willie Dog.
Man, quit calling for help, man. Stand in your paint for yourself.
Oh, man, not the help most wanted.
I always said something good about my.
Oh my God,
I always said something good about sweetness. That's what he said. I did say that now. Also, I always say things good about Ed Boney. Ed Boney, I always say that about him too. I like that.
Well, maybe
how come
it's
you
just
don't say nothing good about.
Maybe you say.
How come you don't say nothing
say
good about
Cal
City Cal?
Maybe, maybe he say something good about him at the wrong time when they ain't doing nothing.
I do say good things about Cal City Cal.
Hey, Tim Howell. I'm going to give you an example. You say real good things about Nutty, but you know.
Yes, sir.
What, how many races you know? How many grudge races you know Nutty done had?
I didn't know he go to the track, and I know.
Hold on.
I know he been locked in.
But hold on. But then, you know, Flop done had one or two, and won one. But you just said he didn't beat nobody. He just won some money.
Oh, man.
What's the difference in me and Nutty then? What's the difference in me and Nutty then since you're asking the difference in you
what?
And Bobby?
Because guess what, Flop? Because guess what? He got his favorite, Flop.
Kid,
you ain't one of his favorites.
Right about now, kid.
And that's all right.
Oh, yeah. It
that's
is.
All right.
But guess what?
But
guess what? He got family south where the Mexican dish is lying out, so he got to change his way of thinking.
I'm just saying. Don't get on here and say I give everybody credit. I give Sham credit. I give Leroy credit. Don't get on here telling them lies now.
Oh, man.
And Flop win four in a row. And two of them red lighted, and two of them blow the tires away. He gonna say that punk ain't did nothing.
Just won some money. Just won some money.
He gonna say he did them and won some money. Yeah. You ain't did nothing. You can't whoop Big Red.
Say it ain't so, Tim Howell. Say that.
What
ain't
you
so.
Think?
Pull this out. Pull the towel in, Tim.
Yeah.
I think they misunderstand what I'm saying. And then
Bobby Cole go out there and get his ass whooped. He say, man, Bobby Cole racing, man. Y'all better get up on Bobby Cole. He'll get his ass blowed out. He gonna say that. But now, Bobby gonna win four by default. He did a goddamn thing.
For once a month.
I'm telling you.
Tim Howell, now why would he say such a thing?
Yeah, you ain't around. Yeah, look. Hey,
true.
Hey, Drake can go out there. They can go out there with the grudge. We had five in a row. They ain't did shit. Not to Tim Howell. Yeah. Tim, I was going to say, race somebody in their category. They got that plastic car. The front end come right off. It's a two-piece and all that, man. You don't need no motherfucker no credit. Goddamn
no, lie. That much.
But if they from up north, we're going to give them all the credit in the world.
Unbelievable.
Big Sam, I think
Hey, it got to be somebody he like up north. He's going to say, Skin, just throw the ass up. Yeah, he's going to say ass. He's going to say, Skin, just pull him up. He might like me that day. Shit. Let it be somebody he don't like. Shit. Ain't did nothing. Let Pine go out there and win.
I like Jeremiah.
Let Pine go
and win. Jeremiah for the win.
Hey, look.
Now
he's acting like
he's
like Jeremiah. Hey. Let Pine go out there and win. What you going to say,
Tim
Out?
Yep.
Hey, Tim Out, what you going to say if Pine go out there and win?
He was in somebody's garbage can. Let's go talk about what Flop doing, man. Let's go talk about Pine gone. You like Jeremiah? Why don't you and Leon get together and help Jeremiah since y'all like him so much?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want no trouble, Flop. You don't want no trouble with that damn Jeremiah.
I want all the trouble, sir. You just sucking butt.
Oh, man.
I think he's just trying to buy a raise. You know Jeremiah couldn't come down there right now. He's working. He couldn't just come down there. And
whoever got the lady on the background, get your phone straight, guys. Get your phone straight. If I don't, I'm going to do it for you. Get your phone straight in the background. Thank you. Thank you.
I work too, Tim House. What's the next issue?
Yeah, but you don't have to travel. We got to load him up, get him ready, come on down there and put in some work.
But you ain't even brought your damn self down here. How you going to load somebody else up?
Come on,
son. I had catastrophic failure.
The last time you came down south for a race, you was stealing chicken wings with me and Madman, eating off somebody's grill. Then Bobby just said cars like theirs run 180-plus miles an hour in Holly Springs, but you were spreading all them vicious rumors about what you heard.
I seen
cars go 200 down there.
Look up the Radio Fest on there. I know they have.
I remember when Fletcher had that blue twin turbo Mustang, he said, I think he went 211 or something. I don't know, 201, 211 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. House,
I've been in the fishbowl one time.
Tim House, everybody can get stopped. You're not as fast as everybody else. Quit spreading those vicious rumors. Come see for yourself.
Oh, man.
It's a real good track. We'd love to have you come support somebody. And bring Jeremiah with you. I promise you we can get him some action.
All you need is a good shooter.
Tim, you asked me a question when I went off, Tim. You asked me a question about Mr. Snipe. What you were saying?
I think it's your come off, Tim.
I mean, the way you come off and kick it off by, you know, what you had to say, and people just, they turn it into an argumentative question then.
Mm-hmm.
Man, kid, be quiet.
I mean, everybody's going to get a problem regardless of what he did. When he come down here and make a statement, he whooped her a pretty car with that ugly-ass car he got. I mean, that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks with volume. He whooped one that then whooped a many. You know, everybody thought Herb because they ain't seen him driving. Hell, Herb been driving all along.
Mm-hmm.
He did a damn good job. Been coming back out of the woodwork, jumping on the damn car, and came right back out here into the competition, at the head of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got guys that done had the cars out, running from place to place, tuning, testing, and shit. I mean, he couldn't even make the cut.
Come on.
But that's what
now
they really need to see. Somebody that's fast, that's like, I mean, fast too. Well, I thought I was fast until I met another fast motherfucker that's faster. A lot of them, you look at the lawyer, he's been gone for a long time. They come right back out and got out there in the field and get a few grudge racing shit and touch the water. I mean, Tate come from nothing. I got that. He got that. Hell, he came out there and did a few grudge races. Got one under the belt and lost one. So
shit. I mean, this shit it's back where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Since
he came, it's
going to
get better.
I mean,
it ain't all the way where it
Frankie
needs to
got
be,
another
it's
race.
It's going to get better.
Frankie.
What about the background?
Frankie
Kendrick
got another race over there. Hell, he won that race, and he did a good thing. Hey, he came there to make money. He made some. Lockdown was, hell, he wasn't as fast as the rest of them, but that motherfucker looked as fast. But me and Dog thought he was going to might fuck the whole field up, but goddamn, he couldn't make the cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got up there and tried, so we have to wait to stay tuned to the next goddamn showdown.
Everybody
regrouping. Shit, I ain't gonna lie, that was very impressive to see all them cars at one time get down like that, and yeah, we ain't seen that a long goddamn time. We mostly see eight. Struggle to get four with shit. You had 10, 11 of them over. They did a damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
But I know now you ain't going to come out there half-stepping. Y'all going to see it's worth the price of admission to see them all fuck around and get together again now. Say that. But now you got some more cars that y'all ain't seen coming out. And you got some more shit coming out.
Blood dog on skin, wordsmithing me and slot trying to get in there to get some glory and respect and all that.
Tim, I don't have to go. Tim, I don't have to go look for respect, Tim. Either you give it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
The flow is open. People were disappointed because the person that they thought were going to win didn't win. How many people disappointed?
A whole lot of them.
I thought that car that you was aiming to see that was going to be, damn, I thought he was going to be way faster than one. I mean, some of your heroes went out first round.
Yeah, me, Flop, almost round. All of them, goddamn, were disappointed.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir.
I
love
Heroes went out third round.
Hey, Tim,
who you thought was going to win?
Who
you thought was going to win?
I thought was going to win.
Yeah.
Salty bitch.
Okay.
Ask Tim, dog. Ask Tim how and why she laughed. Tim, who you thought was going to win?
I thought it was going to be Salty Bitch. And what's the name of the other car? Is that Jesse James?
Yeah. Tim, who you thought was going to win the shootout, Tim?
Really wasn't sure, Flop, but it was somebody from up north.
You thought it was going to be Sweetness, sir. You kept hollering Sweetness.
No,
the
whole time. He thought it was going to be cute. He thought it was going to be Wesley Snipes. That would tell him
I
thought.
I did.
Well, that's what he wanted. Let me say that.
You wait till the next goddamn time. They regroup and they changing everything around. These guys is not playing nice shit. This shit here finna get deep.
I know this, Bobby. The next time they do that shit,
huh?
I might. If I don't stay at home, I want you to hold my money because I don't know who the fuck gonna win that shit. Would have never thought no motherfucking Rudy and Mario was going to win that shit. I ain't going to lie.
Not coming out like that damn people would have never thought, oh, they ain't going to do that. But, you know, a lot of people choosing
them
cars because they look pretty.
And then when it started breaking down, I said, ain't no way both of them going to meet up in the final. So once Mario won, I bet against the ruler and this motherfucker win. I said, good God almighty.
Oh, man.
I said, both of them cannot go to the final and they together. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. I bet against him solely on that. I ain't even thinking about the car. I said, man, mm-hmm. Ain't no goddamn way Mario the one, he going to the final. Ain't no way the ruler going to the final. It just ain't going to work out like that. I don't believe it. But clean out like that, I said, good God, oh my. And I bet it with the ruler against the goddamn Wesley Knight. I bet it with the ruler, got my ass pulled out. Then bet against the ruler and got my ass pulled out. Bet against Mario, got my ass pulled out.
You should have been on the
sideline. Pull my ass out. Man, you
ain't
lying. Who am I? I was bored.
You should have let
that
break.
Take,
when
got
you went to the store with that
the
Cadillac, you should have went to the store earlier.
Better
went
take,
to the store too goddamn late.
First, he got his ass pulled out. Then they wouldn't bet me that much on the second race with Tate. I win. I win a little something. And it ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
All the 500 and better bets I bet it got my ass pulled out. Now I couldn't get number 300 when Tate in. Get the fuck out of here. This is bullshit.
Oh,
I know
man,
bullshit
not the luck of the draw. Not the luck of the draw.
Bullshit going
on. Oh, happy day.
I ain't coming back no more. I ain't going to count me out. I ain't coming. I said, these motherfuckers begged me to come down here with this shit. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
We all fucked up. Hold on, y'all.
Well, you had fun, yeah, goddamn it. Ain't no sense of goddamn it crying about it. Now you had fun.
I mean, we the one out there and put on the lawyer's ass. I mean, shit. Yeah. Shit. Lawyer definitely. That's one lawyer that done lost the case.
Ain't oh, man.
I know the name off the case, so.
Oh man, not off the case.
Not the Sam Adams.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
put
shit
it on his ass. All the gold
yeah,
made the rounds. Shit, man. That's.
And Bobby Cole.
That's me.
You
yes, know.
Sir. So you going to steal?
Yeah,
somebody.
When grandson leave Florida, we gonna name that motherfucker. We gonna name that nappyhead grandson, Lil Willie,
okay.
Big Leg. I don't know what
God
you gonna call that motherfucker. That man, y'all need to put a pamp on grandson. That motherfucker coming over.
Hey,
Bobby. Yeah, well, they got down on into the race. Y'all better put a pamp on that motherfucker. That he's fighting every motherfucker. Might anybody say something to him? He goddamn is slapping the fuck out of him. He's going to beat ass. I don't know how this gonna turn out in Florida. They loading the decks up. Goddamn it, we gonna give this. The goddamn is the odds stacked against him or what? He got three, four goddamn good races, so.
So it is.
Went from
goddamn
bad acting.
Surfer got to clear him, goddamn it. Shit, man. He going to run one. Then with the silver dollar, we're going to try to make him a bow dollar. Shit,
oh, man, not
know
the bow dollar.
Yeah, we're trying to make him a bow dollar and shit. We're
going to try to put a lot of people don't know what bow dollar is, Bobby. They don't know what a bow dollar is.
That's the thing they used to put on our neighbor so it wouldn't get big.
Oh, dear, man.
Oh, boy. They used to tape that thing, that bow dollar, to your neighbor so it wouldn't stick out. Get big, goddamn it.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. They got their silver dollar. They got their bow dollar. Their silver dollar.
Silver dollar. We finna find out.
They got their bow dollar gonna whoop y'all ass, Bobby.
We goddamn sure gonna find out. They gonna say who let them dogs out.
Ooh wee.
Well, I tell you one goddamn thing, he's going to have to show work for it. Mike been bringing it home everywhere he went lately.
Sure have.
Hey, I'm back. Y'all still not cussing yet?
Oh, I just slid one in. So Bobby didn't get the ass whooped. I slid one in now.
You don't put that word out there. We wasn't cussing, telling a lie. Ain't nobody said no word about it cussing. So stop that lie, Tate.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, get on his ass.
Motherfucker texted me and said, Tate, don't bother about getting on the show tonight. They ain't doing no cussing.
Whoever told him that, tell him to go in the bathroom and stop lying. If they don't like the show, hit the red button. Now, this is what the deal is. I don't know about the rest of the show, but what I'm having a discussion on there, everybody ain't gonna be on there doing everything. That's what they were talking about. We had some structure at the beginning. Yeah, we go here and had an interview with one man because wasn't nobody saying that. And we was having a good discussion going on. And wasn't nobody gonna come over here and mess up that discussion. So if they wanna come over here and say they can cuss, they ass been out of here. So everybody's conforming to everything. You can do what you want.
Y'all really
had
some construction.
Yeah, we always got construction over here sometimes. But like I said, you know, once the free fall go, the free fall go.
As long as they ain't breathing heavy.
Everybody over here had their turn to, talk and say what they want to say. You know, if they want to cuss, they cuss. Ain't nobody said nobody couldn't cuss.
I don't want to cuss anyway, dog. I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
Thank you, Skin.
Damn.
I said it is.
Good God almighty. Mm-hmm.
I told you, you should have been cussing and vowed Dustin. But you wanted to be nice.
That's why you had to let all the cuss words out yesterday.
I'm having bad thoughts about that shit every day, man. I promise you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Never happen again, though. I bet you that. Mark my goddamn word. Never happen again.
Hey, kid.
See a mother. Hey, when you see a motherfucker wounded and dying, don't take him out.
You ain't bagging down for me, but everybody wants to get away from you. You know, I used the wit got away and it won't give you no get back. You said Jamie kind of had, you gave Jamie a break and then he ain't giving you no break now. And then we said that the people were saying that the man that had they got up in the air and Rick, he'd beat you. So I said, Tate ain't bagged down for none of them yet, so what the problem? But you went on the show when I asked the question.
Hey, that's the thing. But, hey, dog, everybody focus on if that car didn't go in the air, he would have whooped me. Okay, that may have happened. We don't know, right? Honestly, we don't know. We watch. This is what we do know. Did we or did we not watch Mario run around Salty Bitch?
Uh-oh. Yep.
Hey, Tate. That's the question.
Hey, Tate.
Yeah, we did.
If your car wouldn't have went to the center lane, then you would have won the first race then.
That's what I'm getting to. Hey, nobody said that. Cowboy said, I got gap, though. See what I'm saying? I got gapped in that race, but my car went to the center lane and was in the air. I lost. I take that. No problem. Nobody heard me crying about it. I won't rock ass like I want a goddamn, like I want a motherfucking Italian beef sandwich right now. So,
damn.
I'm looking for the motherfucker I lost to. I'm looking for the motherfucker that they claim would have whooped me. I ain't doing the same shit the mother motherfuckers doing. They want, oh, I ran them already. I ain't got a racer no more. If a motherfucker whooped me, I'm at his ass every day and twice on Sunday. If a motherfucker, if I whoop the motherfucker, dog, And everybody, including the people who own that car, thought they think they can win. I'm DP Red. See what I'm saying? They can get some get back. I ain't ducking no motherfucker like you say. I ain't running from no motherfucker. But everybody want to talk about that car got in the air. He always he was out front and this and that. Okay, cool. If that's your theory, if they fix that car, they got action every day and twice on Sunday. Whenever they
not the twice on
Sunday.
Ain't
nobody talking about I lost the first race because my car was out front and in the air and it going to the center lane. Ain't nobody talking about that though. So they don't want to talk about it. Yeah, they don't want to talk about it. But I like that, though. I love it. I don't lose no sleep over that shit. But one thing for certain, two things for sure. Soon this man called me, goddammit, and I know everything is everything. Shit gonna get real in next week or so. Don't worry about it.
Oh, shit.
Shit gonna get real. We gonna make the hair stand up on some of these motherfucking coward ass motherfuckers' backs. Believe that.
Damn, not the hair stand up.
Yeah. Fucking believe that. I'm gonna put a stop to the bullshit. I should have did it. Like I said, it should have happened in Valdosta. I'm gonna put a stop to all this motherfucking pump faking and motherfuckers talking slick and shit.
So in other words, Tate, you're gonna stop the dog from shitting on the side of the road, huh?
And blame the motherfucking kid for the belt.
You're
going to stop these niggas from
shitting in the road, blame it on the dog. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
That
was supposed to be all right, Bobby. That's how it go. Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. That's how it go. Yeah, that's how it go.
That's the way it goes now.
So that's what happened.
Shitting in the road. Who did this?
See,
that,
you know,
that dog.
Another thing, too, dog. Another thing they highlight that they claim I do. If I want to run one car before I want to run another car, they say I'm picking and choosing, dog. You see what I'm saying? He's picking and choosing. He's ducking. He's scared. Why don't he race the car that want to race him first and all that? But now another motherfucker doing the same thing. Ain't nobody saying shit.
Hey. It's cool when they do it.
Ain't nobody see the fucking bird.
It's a problem when they do it.
Calling out,
fuck them.
This motherfucker, they calling out motherfuckers that ain't raced in 8-9 months, but they the bird race of the year and motherfucking
they got the
number one car of the year and the grudge car of the year, but they calling out motherfuckers who ain't raced no fucking body. Ain't nobody saying that. But let me call out a motherfucker that ain't did nothing, or they ain't whooped nobody.
Cut that down, man. Whoa!
Let me do that, man. They be still talking about me right now. If I win, hey, Skin, you see how they talking about? I shouldn't have won that race, or I got lucky and all that. If I hadn't won that race and just lost to Rock, man, they be still talking about my ass right now, man.
Oh yeah.
They still be talking about my ass right now. The fuck
will.
Oh yeah, well you can.
Yeah,
they waiting on you to get fucked up.
Oh, well see, but that's what I'm saying, Bobby. They was waiting on that, but they don't know me. I got my ass whooped, and I know how to take an ass whooped. I got right back and found me another motherfucker to put it on them. I ain't got nowhere to go if I'm at the track and I got oil pressure. You got to fuck me up. We tried to run. Hey, Bobby, did we try to run Rock again Saturday? Try to run his ass Saturday before we left that motherfucker. That's that new age shit. All we
problem with the car.
All we ran him, so we ain't got to run him no more. Shit, as long as they got fucking money, I'm running that every time I see him.
Yeah, that's what you go to the casino for. Well, I hit on that machine.
Me and Three
Lug, I ain't gonna play it. Goddamn.
Me and Three Lug race damn near every fucking time we's on the same property.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't give a fuck. It was mandatory. We got up there.
Oh man, not the
union
road.
A lot of goddamn money every time too. A lot of money every time.
Not the union grove.
Yeah.
showed in.
Shit, Union Grove, 41, Hattiesburg, shit.
Timbuktu, Little Rabbit, Australia, shit, everywhere.
We didn't give a fuck, man. That's what racing is about, man. You think you can whoop me, I think I can whoop you all that old. I whooped you one time and I ain't got to race you no more. That's some faggot ass shit to me. If you really want to be honest.
Cool when they do it. Problem when you do it.
Yeah.
Come on.
But next year come, you're going to see all this shit. That's going to be, there ain't going to be none of that shit there. You're going to be some motherfuckers with some bushes and shit. I mean, you're going to have to be looking for these motherfuckers.
What's wrong with them, man?
Shit. That motherfucker came out the other day with some butcher knife. That boy wasn't playing. I ain't lying.
Yeah, they weren't playing the radio.
And quiet it down, kid. Ain't nobody got,
said,
got open floating. Huh?
What we said? What we said, dog? Goddamn lockdown. He like a motherfucker. He gonna upset the whole goddamn.
He gonna upset the whole damn field.
Man, I'm gonna fucking clam come out there.
You ain't lying.
Damn, still come on.
Yeah.
And they paid. That was worth the price of admission. $2,500 they did. They gamble. I mean, they'll do it anywhere in the world for $2,500 to get picked. Lay down 25, pick up 50. Any goddamn fool in the world should do that. We're going to see who's going to quit. And who got the, what Tim's and who did, and who gonna see the, who the goddamn bad with the biggest nuts?
Jersey bull nuts.
Jersey bull nuts. Come on.
Yeah, you ain't gonna, you gotta have a set of nuts on you to be goddamn to be out there fucking dumb boys out there now. Yeah. That was not a playing field.
Yeah.
You wanna play? Better go uptown somewhere, don't. I'm gonna go and play on the radio.
It's a Bob, don't jump in this here. Don't jump in this lake because they got sharks in here. Don't jump in this here, River. They got sharks
in
here.
You,
still in the little sandbox.
When you see the motherfucker pull out that hat, you can't turn around and say, well, I ain't gonna. Well, I'm gonna. Hold on, let me. I gotta go over and let Tay-Tay the fail and broke his leg. I feel that tomorrow. No.
Bobby, you have you ever seen that little joke of a tiptoe in there skating for their head in their bag, Bobby?
Hey, they said it's gonna be five buys. That motherfucker holler like a sis in boys camp. Motherfucker, you can hear goddamn. That sack around, you can hear a goddamn cat pissing on, a rat pissing on a piece of cotton, man. That motherfucker, well, they were scared, didn't know what to do. God dang.
Remember they were. They would put their hand in there like it was a mousetrap in there, thing, Bobby. They thought it was a mousetrap in there, Bobby.
Very careful.
What? You ain't never seen so many jokers come out there with a sound on the leash when they draw one of them vials out of there. Them jokers came out there with a sound on the leash, boy.
Yeah, they can tell anybody. I made one round.
Got a point there, bro. I ain't seen that many jokers, boy. All them bad boys. We got all them bad boys. The one room. Wiser, Doc Holliday, the Outlaws, and all the bad boys in one room.
Hey, do them guys grudge race with that car, Doc Holliday?
Oh, they didn't make it. They had their money up. They didn't make it. They grudge race with, I think Joseph West beat them.
No, I'm saying they didn't. Yeah, they didn't make it to the in the shootout, but I'm saying they so they grudge
yeah,
race.
Yeah, they grudge. Yeah, race, they grudge.
Are they going to Florida?
I don't know, my brother. I don't know. Yeah, Joseph West said they talked though. He said I don't really need run them over. He said that man been testing that car for 2 years and they ain't got out of track with a good jet. So he said he jumped on him. He got away.
Yeah.
Jumped on him.
We wait on Joseph West and them. They're going to let us know something after the after this race this weekend. I think they're going to Atmo. Atmo got a
what
big car, race over there.
What car, Bobby?
Kyle said the Cal in classified. We're trying to lock
yeah.
a game over in with Zeus.
Well, you know, everybody right now is weather permitting, you know. Well, they ain't looking good for none of these places this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that mean Monday we'd be locking in like two dogs fucking.
Locking in Monday. We for shit locking in come Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, two dogs doing the huckabuck.
Kyle, they said Kyle actually run classified. Then told
who
classified he. I think y'all got to give me
who
the yeah, y'all got to give me the back tie. Yeah.
Kelsey, on the phone. He on the phone.
I said, you know, goddamn well, Kyle, he just. Man, run them goddamn people. I said, damn, they made Kyle back up. I said, man, fuck that shit, man. We're going to Florida.
I mean, you know, yeah, they twisted it, you know, Bobby. You know what I'm saying? He looking at Mustang and long-ass Dodge, so he thought he might have needed some. But I told him, man, fuck that. Fuck it. We don't go on track. Fuck it. Fuck it. Don't go on track. Ricky Sambro is a bad motherfucker in negotiation. He told me he wasn't gonna give grandmama fucking nothing. So
I heard y'all trying to trick Ricky the other day. Oh, Ricky was rough the other day, boy. He went to doggone school. He graduated the top of Kansas the other day, boy.
They got the morning show to fuck my buddy Ricky up, and that motherfucker got some
yeah,
language.
Hey, I called him and told him. I said, boy, you graduated the top of the class for that negotiation, boy. Y'all talking about who looks fast and who don't look fast and who don't look fast and stuff.
Between him just listening and Q giving him some goddamn cliff notes on how to respond to motherfuckers, Ricky shot motherfucker right now, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
who
yeah.
Who the fuck is
and
that?
Who that
man?
With all that snowing, man?
Hey, man,
yeah.
who the fuck is that snowing?
Yeah,
I've been
snowing,
for
man.
10 minutes.
I've been looking at that in years, Flop. I'm trying to be nice, Flop.
The
they know they're going to sleep. Just put your. Oh, that's Ricky. That sounds like Ricky.
No, Ricky ain't sleeping. Ricky just texted me.
Oh.
Yeah, I got this fat girl, right. Man. She done with bed on me. No, I've been trying to go on mute.
I called Ricky and told him. I said, Ricky, boy, you graduated from stipping school, called boy, you was so adamant to everybody. You told a bunch of lies too, but you was doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had learned a little
bit. Yeah,
learned a lot.
You there? Hey, you there?
Yeah, I learned all that. I learned that line
to count on Ricky. Hey, you damn used to be able to count on Ricky just telling the truth and keeping it straight down the fucking middle and being 100. Now, you can't believe a fucking thing come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, he said, that car look fast, but it ain't fast. But he said, that car looks slow, but it's fast. Boy, Ricky was, I don't know that cracking up listening to that gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Every time the outside of throw them on Ricky, Ricky throw it back on y'all. That's what that Ricky, a bad boy. He learned well. Q must have tipped him. Q spent his money well. Flop, I still hear him snoring, Flop.
I hear him too.
I can find him if I want to, but, you know, I'm trying to be nice tonight. I'm in a good mood. Because ain't nobody missing me.
Probably one of the overweighted lovers.
Overweighted lovers in the house.
Well, if he's snoring, he don't know he's snoring.
Yeah. Usually they don't know they're snoring when it's snoring.
And they don't know they're snoring if it's snoring.
Hogan, baby.
He's just trying to kiss their breath.
He's showing good and somebody playing the
cool
TV in the background.
It. It's a problem when I do it.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Good Lord. He's getting a good one. Let me go and find him right quick.
Snowing like he.
You got some cookies and milk.
They need that stick.
Take a titty in their mouth.
They tired, boy.
Who the hell was that snowing, man?
Tim House, Madman.
Stick a titty in the mouth.
Snowing their ass off, man.
Motherfucker over there talking about Hoss. You got some cookies and milk. Hoss.
Good God, oh my.
Trying to do back to me. Hey, Bob. Bob.
Yo.
He trying to do like them kids. He trying to go to sleep early and make Thanksgiving come quicker.
Yeah.
Hold on, man.
Hey, Bobby. He done already ate all the damn turkey and dressing and shit and got full and went to sleep.
Sampling every goddamn thing in that bowl, big as hell. He's sampling everything.
Oh, boy.
It ain't Tim House, y'all. So y'all leave Tim alone. It ain't Tim House.
Mm-hmm.
Who got Madman on?
Nobody, I hope. Madman didn't come. Everything can come out of his mouth negative. He get all more words than somebody else I know.
Put a post on there, right?
Every time
I'm on
my mind.
That was chemo. That sounds like a good word.
I'm going to let everybody know, man, that he's 17, 18 years old. He had a bad accident this past week. And as of right now, it ain't looking too good. And, we're going to have to try to put something together for him, man. He broke his spinal cord and two more things. I haven't got the whole detail, but as of right now, we think that he might be paralyzed. He is a son that used to come with him to track. That's Marlon's the one that used to own the Raiden track, Raiden car. And
well, we didn't set a prayer for him and everything. We didn't brought it out. We ain't forgot him. Hey, whoever the back up together, put them barbells together. Yeah, okay. We'll put them barbells together. Mute your phone while we're over here trying to talk. Go ahead, Bob.
Keep the little kid in your prayers, because we, you know, prayer chain thing. We pray together. We keep a whole lot of things in pack together. So. So Mississippi Joe, he's holding on. He's doing pretty good so far.
That's good. Yeah.
Young kid that really had a whole lot of future ahead of him, you know.
Yeah. You started to say something, Bird, about you had started to say something about putting something together for him. I know it had to be in reference to a financial package. And at the end of the day, we all know everything costs. So any little bit of help. So I guess it would be best to elaborate on that or who you could send a little donation to.
I apologize, y'all. It woke him out sleeping, man. It woke him out.
Oh, man, that's a big son of a gun.
It came out.
Yeah.
I feel you, D. I mean, you know, it might not be much, but, you know, you give things from your heart sometimes. I mean, it might
exactly,
not be much.
Exactly.
And people can't characterize you for what you do give, or $5, $10, $20. I mean, it's just to show appreciation that, you know, we're thinking about him. And,
that's it.
And we care about his well-being.
Well, you know,
kid, you know what I mean?
Dog said something a while back. We was talking about giving. And Dog said if 1,000 people gave $1, you got $1,000. You know, so like I said, it's not the amount.
That's it.
But I say again, everything costs, no matter what it is. It's going to cost. If he confined to a wheelchair, we hope and pray that he's not. But if he do, be the wheelchair going to cost. Medication gonna cost, trips back and forth to the doctor cost. So like Bobby say, any little thing will help. What need to be done now is get somewhere to send it to. Probably end up being Dog as always do. But somebody's cash out. Mm-hmm. And I hope and pray that it don't come down to I ain't gonna give because they'll never give us. It's always from them. It's not always this or always that. It's just whose turn it is. When you profess to be brothers, you should be able and willing to do what you can when you can. It doesn't matter who it is. It may come 99 people out of the South before one comes from the North. It may come 99 people out of the North before one comes from the South. That shouldn't even be an issue. The issue should be that a brother's in need of family. That's in the race and families in need of some assistance. And like I say, everything costs. Just gas to get them back and forth to the doctor call. So go ahead, Bobby. I done talked enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't throw stone for stone, and you shouldn't throw the other cheek. So God says it's better to give than to receive.
Than to receive. That's what he said. That's what he said. Now.
Remember what
he said.
What he said.
That's it. That's
what he said. We all come together and talk about a lot of things, and we all call ourselves grudge family.
Mm-hmm.
What do that mean?
That's right.
It's supposed to mean something when you... And you want things to go your way?
That's it. That's it.
Oh, when a family person is in need, what do you do? You're supposed
to
be there for our every need and help. Right, the things that we go through and talk and argue about at this race, and we ain't never that far apart to where we can't help one another.
So true. So true. And Bobby, believe it or not, you only around the corner yourself from having an accident, you know. No one get up in the morning thinking, I'm going to have an accident today. I'm going to get hurt today. You don't think that. If you do, you're crazy. That's why Webster has the word accident in it. It's an accident. It wasn't meant to be. It didn't purposely happen, but things happen.
You know,
always
I see him around all the time. I always mess with him by not wearing shoes at the racetrack.
Yeah.
And he barefooted. Everywhere he see him, he'd be barefooted.
Yep.
But I didn't even know he was up. I didn't even know he was up at the age of driving. I knew I didn't. I really didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you all got children, man. We all got children.
That's it.
And we all going to go through something. But, you know, always remember, the speech that I'm giving now could have been about you.
That's it.
It could have been about your child.
Mm-hmm. And let them know, Bobby. Let them know that ain't nobody going
to
read your name and say all you sent was a dollar. It came from your heart. All you sent was $10. Nobody going to read your name. Yeah, I think that tended to stop a lot. Man, I ain't going to give my little money. They're going to be, that's why I'm going to be saying that he gave 50 making me look bad. Nah, it's not about that. Not about that at all, brother. It's about helping.
Yeah, one thing about
you know,
it,
I was a kid.
Trey had went through the same thing, but he mm-hmm. look at him now. Father said he'll never walk again. But oh God, look what happened.
Yeah,
man said he couldn't walk again, but look at him now.
That's it, man's experience, God's opportunity. That's it. That is it. So do what you can to get something set up and let's come together as a collective family and do what we can. That's all I can ask of you guys, man. Do what you can. I know myself. I know I can give a few dollars. And without cursing, I'm going to say, hell, I eat up $5-$10 of potato chips every day. So I can miss one day of potato chips and give him $10. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just a throw a little humor in it. But in reality, man, for real, just each and every brother, man, do what you can for a brother while you can. Because truly, tomorrow might be your day. You just never know. I can promise you. You never know what tomorrow might bring for you. Only God knows.
Only God knows.
That's it, bro. Only God knows what tomorrow might bring.
Well, all right, let y'all boys done fizzle out for the day. Y'all done fizzle out for the day. Yeah, somebody back there got to finish washing dishes and everything. I'm going to let them go and finish them dishes up. Y'all fizzle out for the day?
Sure.
Anybody got that? Anybody got that? Going once.
Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow, dog. Same time, same place tomorrow.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.